Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Evening, dear listener. Now, which is the right way to face... That's the right way to face the microphone. Beautiful. Ian Lee, Talk Radio. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Ash. Busy show this evening, dear listener. Now is an excellent time to give us a call. 0844 499 1000. We call you back. What are we talking about? Well, we'll talk a bit more about ghosts and recording the voices of the dead. Oh, and anything else you fancy. This is Talk Radio. This is the news.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The ninjas are deadly and silent. They're also unspeakably violent. They speak Japanese, they do whatever they please, and sometimes they vacation in Ireland. The ninjas are deadly and silent. They're also unspeakably violent. They speak Japanese, they do whatever they please, and sometimes, and if you tear off their masks, they'll be smiling.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, it's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Down this road that never seems to end. When new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's hobo style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow the whole world is my home. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's hobo style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. There's a world that's waiting to unfold. A brand new tale no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there and we've paid our fare with a hobo song. Maybe tomorrow, I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam.
Well, that wasn't the version of the Ninjas I was expecting to hear. In many ways, it was better.
George, you're a fanny.
Isn't he? No, he's not. He's good. I tell you who might be, though. Julia Hartley Brewer blocked me on Twitter. She blocked me on Twitter. Well, that's the last time I do friendly trail for her show. I'm hoping she's blocked me from listening to her show as well. She blocked me on Twitter. You know, like a kid might do. And the thing is, I genuinely don't know what I did wrong. Someone pointed out that when she had George Galloway on her show, I did tweet, George Galloway is destroying Julia Hartley Brewer in this interview. And he did. I thought he did. So, but interviews are subjective, and we all... 0844 499 1000, by the way. I need calls tonight, because I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing. Yesterday, we had two brilliant guests and some brilliant phone-ins. Tonight, we go. So she's blocked me. We can play block poker. Who has blocked you on Twitter? I will forever hold it dear to my heart that Steve Allen, I'm going to say the most unpleasant person I've ever met, Has blocked me on Twitter. Who's he? Oh, he's just some old jock that does like 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, like, but they call it, bosses call it the early breakfast to make them feel like they're serving a purpose. He's got a 4 a.m. spike. And I know exactly where I'd like to shove it. And now I can add Julia Hartley Brewer to the list of people who would have blocked me. So who has blocked you on Twitter? We can play that game, 0844 499 1000. Now, somebody, and I don't know who it was, came up with... Oh, I'm fifth on Google search for Periscope. I don't know what that means, but that's got to be groovy, guys. Somebody came up with a good game on Twitter today. Yesterday we had the, and I think we decided that definitively, the best final round of a British game show was Golden Balls. Unless you cheated by saying, if you split, give me the money and I'll split it with you. So that was good. That was Elmo delivered that to our doors. And thank you, Elmo. I shall forever be grateful for you providing an hour and 15 minutes of filler. Tonight's is someone tweeted, what was it? Who would win in a fight between, and it was Phil Mitchell and it was somebody else. Who was it? Who was it? Hey, flipping it, look, it was 59 years ago today that I think that Paul McCartney met John Lennon. Or certainly that the Quarrymen played. Yeah, no, that would be. Flip, we'll deal with that in a second. Thank you, Dogface Boy. It was, who would win in the fight between Phil Mitchell and another... Oh! Terry Duckworth. Now, I think... If it was a straight punch-up, Mitchell, but Duckworth would play sneaky. He would fight sneaky and he would eventually escape. And then someone waded in and said Barry Grant would have both of them. And I think they're right. So we can do, if you want, and you don't have to go with any of this if you don't want. I'll just sit and go through the meagre slim pickings that are in the newspapers. Oh, Nick Cotton wouldn't win in a fight. Nick Cotton wouldn't win in anything. Apart from dealing drugs and faking his own death and going, ma, ma. So we can do that. We can do fictional TV fights. In an attempt to find the toughest person on television, it's got to be fictional characters, all right? 0844 499 1000. Block poker is going absolutely brilliantly. Roger says, Kay Burley has blocked me. Well... That's quite low down on the list because she's blocked me. And that was only because I liked a tweet that my mate did about her. Kay Burley has blocked me after I mocked her serious journalism, pointing out she quizzed a murderer's ex-wife on their sex life. Stephen K. Amos has blocked Jeff. These are quite low key. I mean, May is blocked by Nick Griffin. I think I'm blocked by... who's that other idiot? Stephen Lennon, Tommy Trinder. What's his name? The wee fella. He's tiny. He's a tiny fella. Tommy Robinson. Stephen Lennon. I think he's blocked me. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. So we're playing block poker. And we are also finding TV's hard men. Alan's on the line. Evening, Alan.
Hip, hip, hip,
Alan.
How are you, boss?
I'm good, thank you very much. I'm confused as to why my colleague, Julia Hartley Brewer, would block me on Twitter, considering I have said worse things to that woman's face than I've ever said on Twitter.
Such a coward.
Well, I'm really surprised. Maybe sometimes I pocket follow people and I accidentally follow people and I get a message saying, oh, thanks so much for following me. And I go, what? Oh, no. And I've just done it because it's been in my pocket and I've got a bit clumsy or something. So maybe it was a pocket block. Let's give her that. Because I do. Here we go, Alan. I do actually think she's a good broadcaster. I don't agree with anything she says, but I do quite listening to her show.
Yeah.
I quite like listening. It's funny because I'm obviously quite, you know, a liberal lefty and all of this, but I do like listening to people that I disagree with politically because it kind of challenges me, gets me a little bit angry, which is quite a nice feeling.
I watched the rant on YouTube about Brexit.
Yes. Yep.
You really went off on one.
I did. Well, the thing is, it wasn't technically about Brexit. It was about the cowardice of Farage and Johnson. And then loads of... I've had everybody having a go at me today, right? Loads of people saying, oh, I hate it. I listened to Ian Lee's show because I just want to have a laugh. And he's gone all political. It was 10 minutes in 3 months of radio. Then I had loads of leavers saying, suck it up. Someone said, suck it up, buttercup. Suck it up, buttercup. Stop whinging and stop calling. I bet you even signed that petition for a second referendum. Several things. Firstly, the petition for a second referendum was set up by a leaver who didn't think they were going to win. Secondly, I've been sent the petition and I deliberately haven't signed it. Thirdly, I keep saying I think we should honour the referendum. It's not what I wanted. I believe it's going to screw the country up. I'm allowed to say that because it's a democracy. But I think we should honour it. And then I add, Remainers having a go at me, saying, oh, you think we should honour a referendum that was won on lies? Well, that's a strange stance to take. What? People voted for it. I think we should honour it.
A bit like Tony Blair in the Iraq War.
No!
That was all lies.
No! And now everyone on Digital Spy is going, no, he's extended the 10 minutes of politics to 12 minutes of politics. Bring back Straight to Air.
Will you do that?
Here's what we're going to do, Alan. Right? We are going to close down. We're going to find out where the internet is. It's got to be somewhere, hasn't it? The internet has got to be somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is we're going to hack into it. I've got an acoustic coupler, like an old fashioned modem. Got my mum's phone, and we're going to hack into the W, and we are going to close. We're not even going to close all forums. What we're going to do is we're somehow going to hack all forums so that where it's got people's names like Gurney Slade and Willy Bum Bum and stuff, right, those pseudonyms will be removed and their real names and photos will appear.
Naming and shaming.
Naming and indeed a little bit of what can only be described as the shaming. That's what we're going to do. And then when they've been exposed, then we close down all internet forums and chat rooms, because they're only used by paedophiles.
Perverts.
That's the internet chat rooms. I haven't been in an internet chat room, right, since about 90... Is that your mum turning you off?
No, I'm on the toilet. I'm fully dressed.
OK, so you're not doing anything?
I'm not doing anything.
Well, you're not doing a one or a two?
No, I'm not doing anything.
A three?
No.
When was the last time you did a three?
3 hours ago. Wow.
Yes, I think I've only been in one chat room, and that was in about 1994 when the internet was still fresh, and I bizarrely pretended to be Richard Madeley.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
And also, I feel sorry for the Welsh tonight.
Oh, who cares?
Well, but full credit to them getting to the semi-final, but the better team won.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't win it for Ronaldo.
It doesn't matter. It's, who cares? Even the Talk Sport boys were bored of it. Hey, I was listening to the two mics last night, right?
I'm going to sleep when they're on.
Oh, it was not funny last night. I was in my car. I was laughing out loud. Should we try and find the bit that made me laugh?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Hang on a minute. I've got their podcast here. Hang on.
Yeah, but at 19 with the Vauxhall Viva, I was a bag magnet.
Really?
After Hours football debate for poachers.
Hang on a minute. Private I'm trying answer. To.
Could I ask you something personal?
And pole dancers.
Hang on.
I'm not in market for business, love.
Mike Graham's been all.
Oh, I can't skip through.
Yeah, but at 19,
hang on a minute. How come their podcast is 2 hours 22 minutes? That's the whole bloody show. Right.
No, they're usually on between 1 and 6, aren't they?
Right. Well, I can't skip to the bit I want to skip to. After
how do you shenanigans for
poachers? Eyes. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, and pole
dancers. Here we go. Here we go. Mike Graham's been all through at some point in his career. Skip. Really great big sweaty through. You were a better pole dancer than presenter. I can tell you that. The two mics. Can't on skip. Talk sport.
Look at the lights.
Look at the time, brother.
Hang on a sec. I want to have a look.
I want to skip. I want to skip forward 15 minutes, right, to listen to. There was a bit about 15 minutes in, and it really made me laugh out loud. But I don't have the ability to do that, so I think we're going to have to listen to it.
And a very good morning to you, Mike. And I have to ask you this question to
yes.
start the show off.
Go on.
How is the head?
The head is actually recovering.
They do make me laugh. I know they're not everyone's cup of tea. I don't think they like me, which is fair enough. But they do enough make me laugh. I can't skip to it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have it playing silently in the background. And then when it gets to the bit I think I want it to, we'll have a listen. Alan, do we get to the point of your call?
TV hard men.
Oh, yeah, go on. Who makes you hard on TV?
Alan Bradley.
Well, yeah, I'll give... Right, all right, hang on a minute. I need a pen to write these down. What we need is we need Alan Bradley to go up against someone. So, I am going to put... up against Alan Bradley, I am going to go for... Oh, do you know what I'll go for?
A tram.
Mike Baldwin.
Oh, Baldwin?
Yeah, Baldwin.
And Ken Barlow's referee?
Ken Barlow's referee, Mike Baldwin versus Alan Bradley. Baldwin would win.
How would he win?
He's tiny. He's tiny. I've interviewed Alan Bradley. I walked around Margate with him, interviewing him about Marty Feldman. He used to work with Marty Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
There we go, you see. Alan, thank you very much indeed. 0844-499-1000. Paul, Tris, stay there. Coming to you after this.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah. You know, don't give him such a hard time. Look at what he had to deal with.
Yeah,
look at
all record.
The problems he had. And of course, we're much better off now than we were.
I don't actually
think that's true, do you?
No, of course we're not. We're much worse off than we were 4 years ago.
Trying to find the bit where that made me laugh.
We accepted it was a low... The plateau was at its lowest.
Right.
But and we get up from there, but it's
actually
gone worse.
They got further in the Euros 4 years ago than they did this time.
OK, we'll keep dipping in until we get to the bit that made me laugh out loud. 0844-499-1000. Who have you been blocked by on Twitter? We got some good ones. The winner so far... Who was it? I've lost them. James. I've been blocked by Missy Elliott. And I think she's really good. Blocked by Missy Elliott. I do like a bit Missy Elliott. I like the one where she's on the tractors. You know the one where on the big lawnmowers? They're not really tractors. There's like 100 of her on different lawnmowers. I do like that one. So we're talking about that. TV at Hard Men, having fun. You can bring in hard girls as well. It doesn't have to be hard men. It can be hard girls. And it does seem that today is the 49th anniversary. The 49th anniversary. Excuse me, guys. The 59th anniversary of Paul McCartney getting the bus home with John Lennon and playing 20 Flight Rock and then joining the Silver Beatles. Or was he in then? I get a bit confused. Maybe he was in then. He was in then. He was in then. 0844 499 1000. Tris is on the line. Evening, Tris.
Hip, hip, hip,
Tris.
Right, I think the Silver Beatles formed in 57, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that would make it the 59th anniversary, but I'm struggling. Is it when they played their first gig? It might be when they played their first gig at the Fate, but I don't
at the Fate,
Was McCartney in? I'm getting confused. Was McCartney in then, or was it after the Fate that he got introduced to Lennon?
No, I think he played the Fate. You know, I got ripped off once. I paid about £20 for a bootleg of supposedly that recording, and it could have been
of what literally... of the Village Fate.
Yeah,
that does not
anything.
That does not exist.
Of course, it doesn't.
It doesn't exist. But I have got the tapes they recorded at the Star Club in Hamburg.
Oh yeah, I've got those.
They're good. They're a bit of fun, but I don't really like. I'm not as mad on the early rock and roll Beatles.
When do you think the Beatles sort of transformed into the Beatles?
When they started skinning up and recording Rubber Soul.
You see, I'm sort of, I know you don't like the album, but I'm sort of Beatles for Sale onwards.
No.
Any album that starts with No Reply.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. They're good album. I like Please Please Me. It's a cracking little, rocking little record I want my DJ to play. But for me, it's Rubber Soul is when the doors of perception were opened and they started getting groovy, man. Groovy. Yeah. Even though they were massive stoners during Help. And if you watch that film, which is a little bit racist, it's a little bit dodgy bodsky. If you watch that film, you can see their glassy eyes as in between takes they were going off for a cheeky smoke.
If that wasn't the Beatles, would you watch that? Help.
Yes, I would, because I like films with bands in. I was desperately, the other week, I was really bored, and I was desperately trying to track the three films, I think they made three, that Herman's Hermits made. I hate Herman's Hermits. I think they're...
I didn't even know they made one.
They made one where they go into space.
Right.
I don't hate Herman's Hermits. That's an exaggeration. I don't rate them particularly highly. They made three films, and I can't find them anywhere unless you want to pay a shed load of money for it. I'm not that bothered. But I like films with bands in. So, yeah, I would watch it. I wouldn't have watched it as much as I would have, as I did have.
Yeah.
I can't speak tonight. I wouldn't have watched it as much as I have had done in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. How are you anyway? You're all right, mate.
Oh, you know, I don't know.
No, you know, I've not been feeling me the last few days either.
What's going on, man?
I don't know. I don't sort of suffer from depression or anything like that. But in the last week, I've cried three times for sort of bizarre reasons. I mean, sad reasons, but nothing like that chap last night. Was it Chris who had the baby?
Yeah.
I burst into tears with that.
Yeah. And I've been thinking about them a lot, actually, and I hope everything's all right. I hope everything's right.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Is that? I'm guessing there's no reason for it. There's nothing happened. You just feeling that vibe.
Yeah, I've been feeling like. Not what's the point, because obviously the point is, you know, living life and having a family and all these good things, but it's like, oh, why have I got to go to work? Yeah. Why have I got to do this? Why have I got to do this? Wouldn't life just be simpler if we all didn't have these sort of pressures on our heads?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I went to my eldest's sports day today, and it was so much fun, and he was so happy and so excited, and I found it really hard to be present there, to be present. I was physically present for the whole hour.
Yeah.
But mentally and emotionally being present, my head was all over the place. Partly because I'd only had about 4 hours sleep. I was absolutely shattered. And then when I went back for a doze later on, I couldn't sleep. But I found it very hard to be present for him.
Yeah.
And I had moments. And but yeah, it was a tough one. It's weird, isn't it? It's weird. I do really... I've established, none of this matters, right? None of this matters.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling to find anything that matters. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but surely you look in your children's faces and that washes away, doesn't it?
No.
Really?
No, it doesn't, and that's the worrying thing. It does. Sometimes it does, but it,
yeah.
But no. No, it doesn't. And I'm aware of that. And I'm aware that it would be better if it did. And I'm aware that, you know, normal people, in inverted commas, that does happen. It's not for me at the moment. But I'm sorry to hear what you're saying, but I'm not sorry to hear what you're saying because it's life, man, you know. And, you know, we'll be all right, I hope.
Oh, yeah, of course we will. We've got to think that. Otherwise, you know. Why come into work? Why get up?
Why bother? Is a brilliant cassette by Chris Morris. Have you heard it? Chris Morris interviewing Peter Cook. Oh, it's. I've not listened. I dig that out about every 5 years, and I'm probably due another listen to Why Bother. It's flipping brilliant. It's just Chris Morris and Peter Cook. Late Peter Cook, right, towards the end of his life, was very, very hit and miss. Loads of misses, you know, because of he was bitter and resentful of Dudley Moore, and he was an alcoholic. But the hits the hits were just beautiful. And that Why Bother with Morris and Cook is just...
Was it Sir Arthur Streep Griebling?
Yeah, something like that.
Something
and
like
it's
that,
just
yeah.
these wonderfully surreal, random interviews that start in one place and just go off in a tangent. They're delightful. Absolutely delightful.
He did that really good special with Clive Anderson as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did when he was four characters.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder if that's on YouTube, because I wouldn't mind having
sure
a bit of that. It must be. It must be. I've got the same now. I've got the kids tomorrow. But I've got kind of a weekend to watch stuff, so I might dig down and have a little watch of that.
Yeah, you should do. Oh, well, listen, I got around to listening to your album today. Really good, mate. Well done.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Tris. You're very kind.
You know, even the wife enjoyed it, and she the hard sell.
Flipping heck. Well yeah. now you've brought it up, it would be remiss of me not to sell my wares. Just back away for a second while I stand back and expose my stall. I've got a CD out, Ian Lee versus Radio. £6! £6! If you go to gofasterstripe.com/Ian Lee, you can buy it. And we've sold loads, and I'm so pleased that people bought it. gofasterstripe.com/Ian Lee. Boom. Oh, that reminds me. Tris.
Yeah.
While we're selling stuff, right, this is connected with the show now. You know Film Ring? You know we're doing Film Ring, right?
Yeah, and I've got the tickets to it.
Beautiful, beautiful. 80 tickets sold out in like a couple of hours for August the 21st, where we're showing outtakes from Kung Fu Elliot. We're showing They Killed My Cat, possibly The Stalker. I need to watch it and see how watchable they are. We've got a Q&A via Skype with at least one of the directors. And I spoke to a very special guest as well. We've got a very special guest, right? I'm not saying any more than that. We've just released 20 extra tickets. They're standing only. They're only a fiver, but they're standing, right? You'll be able to... You can sit on the floor, I guess. I don't know. I'm not going to make you stand. They're standing... We've sold five of them already, so there's only 15 left. ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. We have got a very, very special guest who is going to be taking part in that evening. Very
special. It's
been on QVC
tonight, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It is. And funny you should mention that. One more thing. I have this fantastic salad dryer, and I could do QVC. There's a brilliant... Have you ever seen the Jack D ripoff of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh, Lead Balloon.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think it's really good.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was really, really funny. I thought the last series wasn't quite so good, but I thought it was really funny once I got over the fact it was basically Curb Your Enthusiasm. But it was very funny.
Wasn't the last series where Robbie Coltrane was holding him prisoner? He was teaching in prison, wasn't he? And he got held up.
Yes.
That was a really good series, actually.
There's one episode, right, where he ends up on QVC, right?
That's
basically,
right, yeah.
He's not seen it. He plays sort of Jack D, but not quite. He's a comedian who's down on his luck and trying to get gigs, right?
Rick Spleen,
and he's on QVC, right? And he has a breakdown on it. I think he swears or something, and then he goes, "F this." And he sort of does a speech and then walks off. And he phones his agent up, or he talks about his agent, and he says to his agent, every time I get a crappy job, you tell me you never know where this might lead. And all those crappy jobs have led to me doing QVC. And that will only lead to more worse things. I'm not doing it anymore. And I want to sort of incorporate that. I'm writing this book, right, about being on TV.
Yeah.
And I sort of want to incorporate that into... I want to find a snappy way of putting it into the title. Because the number of times previous agents have said, oh, do this thing for free, or do this thing that is beneath you. So they don't say that. They sell it differently. Do this thing because you never know where it might lead. You never know who's going to be watching it. And do you know what? I've stopped doing those things that are beneath me or are for free, because in 15 years of doing them, they've just led to more crappy free things that are beneath me. That's all they've led to. You never know who's going to be watching it, and you never know where it might lead. So I think you should do it.
And now you're working for Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, exactly. Now I'm pleasuring an old man. So, you see, you never know. Anyway, Tris, thank you for that. I don't know where we went off on that. I want to try and incorporate it into the title, because there's so many times, Andy and Paul, stay there. Come to you in a second, 0844 499 1000. So many times, not my, you know, agents in the past, do this thing. I know it's only 100 quid for 2 days' work, but you never know where it might lead. So many times, and it never leads anywhere. It leads to more crappy things for 100 quid for 2 days. That's where it leads. And a feeling of self-loathing. 0844 499 1000 is the phone number. This is Talk Radio.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mike Graham's been on three at some point in his career.
Really, great big sweaty...
It's just gone to the beginning of the Two Mics podcast again. Now, there must be a way, right? There must be. Mandy's an intelligent person. Mandy.
Ian.
There must be a way on iTunes, on my computer, that I can skip forward within a podcast. It won't let me do it. It's linear. It's analogue. It's not letting me jump around. Jump around. Jump up, jump up and jump down.
Jump. It does. I mean, I skipped forwarding podcasts on iTunes on my laptop.
But why won't it let me do it?
It must just be you. I really don't know.
Why? I'm clicking. And even if I click it, listen, you can hear me clicking it really, really hard.
Yeah, that's really hard.
Hard click, soft click, some as big as your head. It won't let me do it. Isn't that annoying? Oh, well.
Irritating.
Very irritating. C'est une irritation. Yeah. What have you got for us, Mandy?
No, I just wanted to mention, I have a little boy, Joseph, and he's 7.
Yes.
And he has autism. And I just wanted to, I've had, in the last couple of weeks, more so than in any of his lifetime, I've had a real kind of sort of juxtaposition of reactions from the public around him.
Oh, yeah, go on.
And his favourite, we live in Surbiton, and his favourite place in the world is Surbiton World of Adventures. He's a little adrenaline junkie.
He loves
all the fast rides, everything. So we go there quite often. We go there every weekend, to be honest. We have one of the parties. And the staff have kind of got to know us, and they are just delightful with him.
Yeah.
They let him sit in the seat that he wants. I mean, we have a pass so we can kind of queue jump anyway.
Beautiful. You're living the life of Riley.
We kind of are a little bit, but, yeah, they're just delightful with him.
Yeah.
But then, you know, coming home a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Last weekend, we were coming home. We were popping into the supermarket to get a few bits and pieces, and then silly mummy me forgot to get the orange squash. So we then had to go to... you wouldn't think that would be such a thing, but for him,
he knew
what we were doing. We were coming home, we were going to Sainsbury's, and then we were getting on the bus home. But we didn't go to Sainsbury's, we had to then go to another suit. It was completely my fault. But he just had massive meltdown. He was exhausted. We've been at Chessington all day.
Yeah.
So he had a bit of a meltdown in the forecourt of Waitrose. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to mention the supermarket's names. Anyway, so he had a meltdown. So I'm sitting on the floor with him trying to calm him down. And he's crying and screaming. And I hear from behind somebody just bellowing, "Shut up!"
Oh, bloody hell, really?
Hello. So I kind of turned around. There's a little woman standing behind me, bless her, and she said, "Just leave it. Just leave it. Just don't look. Just leave it. Just, you know." So I carried on, turned around, trying to calm Joseph down. Again, this guy just bellowed. So I turned around. It was my postman.
Oh!
It was my postman that I see every morning when I take my son off to school. So my poor little boy, I literally just sort of picked him up. I almost dragged him over to my postman and just said, "Do you recognise me?
Do you know why?
I see you every morning. You
don't upset the postman, Mandy." No.
And I said, "You post letters through my door every single morning, and here you are abusing my son in public." I said, "He's 7 years old. He has autism. So shut your mouth." And then over the security then came over. the management came over, and so then I kind of explained.
What did he? What did he say? What did he say when you told him to shut his mouth?
He turned around and walked off. He just turned around and walked off.
You ain't getting any letters again.
Well, no, since then. Well, so then, bless, the management came over and they said, oh, my God. The security then followed this guy around the shop. The management asked what happened, and I explained. I was just literally coming in to get a bottle of orange squash. He went over, got me a bottle of orange squash, gave it to me. He said, don't worry about paying for it. It's fine. I'm just so sorry that this
free squash.
Happened.
Free squash, yeah, beautiful.
Free squash, yeah. And then the next day, I was still fuming. So angry, and I rang the Royal Mail to complain. And the person I spoke to was fantastic. They had a nephew that had autism, so he was so sympathetic. And he said, "Right, tell me what he looked like." He said, "It's a bit tricky because it wasn't in his working hours."
Well, this is the thing, Mandy.
Yeah.
If he'd have done it. Was he in uniform?
He doesn't deliver my letters in uniform.
But if he had done that on his rounds,
you could phone
up work. I do think phoning up work. We can talk freely, and we're going to bat ideas around, and we're not going to agree on everything. Are we cool with that? Yeah. Let's set those ground rules, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I do think phoning up his work when it didn't happen on during his work, and I can understand you were angry and why you did it. I think that was wrong.
But this guy. He comes to my door every morning.
Yeah.
He knows where I live. He knows my face.
Yeah.
He sees me taking my son out of my flat in the morning on our way to school.
But is it obvious that your boy is autistic?
No, you wouldn't know.
Right.
No.
Is there a chance that the postman's autistic or something?
No, he was just a drunkard.
Hang on a minute. Well, let's just now because we are, you know, let's just back away from any kind of vaguely libelous accusations, right?
Okay.
But let me just play devil's advocate for a minute. You don't know if he's autistic, if he's got Asperger's, if his mum died that day, if his cat got run over. We don't know these things, do we? And I'm not justifying what he did at all.
No, this is true.
But
yeah.
I'm just saying, he didn't know that your son was autistic. You don't know ... about him.
No. No, this
is true. I can hear an old computer game loading up in my head. But I'm not justifying what you say. I'm just coming at it from all sides. I'm treating you as if I were talking to a local councillor and I'm deconstructing and reconstructing your argument with you.
Yes. Oddly enough...
Yeah.
Before I had my son, I used to live in a different block of flats, not far from where I live now, and he was one of my neighbours.
Oh.
And so I kind of know him. I didn't know him ever to say hello because he never would say hello. He was not a very friendly chap.
What did the post office say? What did Royal Mail say?
They asked me for a description. They asked me what was in my address, and he doesn't deliver post to my house anymore.
You got a new postman?
I've got a new postman. I have a postwoman. Or a postperson. Yeah.
Do you know if he's been sacked or have they just taken him off the round?
I doubt very much that he's been sacked. I would imagine that he might have just been moved.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm just really happy about that, to be honest, because,
Do you mind if I put that out to the boys and girls, ladles and jelly spoons, what is listening? Because my knee-jerk reaction is...
Yeah.
That phoning his work was I would consider to be a wrong move, and I would consider to be slightly unfair.
Now, see, if it was me, if he'd shouted at me in a supermarket, I probably wouldn't have phoned his work.
Yeah.
But he screamed at my 7-year-old son that has special needs, Ian.
But he does, and I know. And we protect our kids.
I don't think to him it would have made any difference whether he knew he had special needs or not.
But you don't know that.
I'm leaning towards the fact that yes, I do. After being his neighbour, like I said, living in the block of flats near him before, he was a real ignorant, unfriendly, cantankerous, miserable man.
You're describing me, it sounds like. I don't like in my home life. Mandy, listen, I've got to go. It's good. I'm glad we didn't fall out and we had, you know, and I appreciate you sharing that. I remember once my little boy, when he was about two, three was having a massive tantrum, so I took him in the garden, and I just went and sat with him in the garden for him to calm down. He was really upset, and he was just, like, screaming and shouting. And we're in the garden, and someone shouted, "Will you shut that bloody kid up?"
Oh.
And so I put him back in the house with his mother, and I went, and I shut the door and went, "Right, which one of you tossers said that?"
There you go.
And that was in very posh North London. Mandy, listen, it's nice to talk to you. Let's put it out there. Yes, of course you defend your children. Of course you do, against everything. Phone in the workplace when it didn't happen in work seems to me to be a step too far. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. 0844 499 1000. Andy, Paul, coming to you next.
Late Night Ian Lee. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Evening, Paul. What have you got for us, boss?
Well, we've now been part of News Corporation.
Yes.
I would like, maybe that will take over Virgin Radio.
Who's taking what? Who? Hang on a minute. I'm struggling to understand you, Paul. Who's taken over Virgin Radio?
Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch now owns my ass. And as I've always said, I'm a huge fan of all the work he does.
I would like the company you own the news to sell the Virgin Radio to die.
You want Virgin Radio to die?
To Sky.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, had a few brands to take out yesterday.
Yes.
And I got to rest for a few days until Monday.
Right. You've got what until Monday?
To rest my brain and mind.
You've got to work until Monday?
Yes. My brain and mind.
Okay, right. I'm struggling to understand you, Paul.
Well, I have to rest one because the face is swollen.
Right. Okay. Well, these things happen, I suppose. These things happen.
Well, I had a meeting in the morning about the quiz about advice about ambitions and my goals.
Yes, about your ambitions and your goals. Who is the meeting with?
Meeting with the vice.
Okay, and how did that meeting go? What are your ambitions and goals, Paul?
My ambition of goals in sports and is to set them more online sales of the magazine channel.
Yeah.
It will be a supercast platform that will be streamed live online on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then
you can stream stuff live on YouTube.
And then you buy airtime slot on Sky Channel.
Yeah, honestly, I see what you want. I remember now, of course. You want your own kid. You want to bring back Press Gang or something on Sky.
Want to bring back Games World?
Games World.
Bring back you remember Games World?
Yes. I don't remember Games World. Was that the one with Andy Crane?
Andy Conlin.
I don't remember Games World. Well, you want to bring that back? I remember you discussing this before, yes.
Yeah, I remember my favourite game show of Day was Bell Brown. Called Paul Coyer.
Yeah, Paul Coyer?
Bell Brown.
Paul, I'm going to be honest. I'm struggling to understand you a little bit.
I remember the show Bell Brown was. Paul, it was a quick show.
Well, yeah, I do remember. This is the thing I do remember about you, Paul. And I've done a little bit of research into you. You do love your old television shows from a certain sort of period, from about 1996. That's kind of seems to be the dream period for you, doesn't it?
Well, then the guy in the early days were very American.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a voice over saying this is Sky One, part of the Sky Television Network. You remember the American Idol?
I do remember. Do you remember, was it the Star Channel, where they used to show the DJ... Yeah, no, I know, but do you remember the Star Channel, where they used to show... I think it was on Star, they used to show the DJ Cat Show.
DJ Cat Show.
Was that on Star or Sky?
It was Sky.
Was it on Sky? It's a D and a J and a cat with a K.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, these... My friend used to work on that. I can't remember her name, though. We weren't that close. We went to the same college. That's all I know. Well, Paul...
I want to form a pop view of my friend.
Yes.
I would like to do a single called Time to Set Me.
Yeah.
My band, my pop view will become bodybuilder, will be on pre-work at the bodybuilder for the public, for our public appearances.
Yes.
In the video.
What's the name of your pop band?
My idea pop view will be...
With me?
I can't name the name.
Is it top secret?
I can't name the secret.
It's top secret. And you want to do it with me, or have you got someone else you want to do this pop duo with? Your friend. Give us a clue as to what the name is.
He's named after the person who plays Alfie Moon in EastEnders.
Guy who plays Alfie Moon in EastEnders. It's, so your pop duo is called Shane Ritchie.
No, Paul and Shane. Not the first name of Shane Ritchie.
Oh, so Paul and Shane.
Yeah,
that's a good name for a pop duo. I like that.
There will be a thing called I'm Too Sexy.
I'm Too Sexy. Yeah.
They'll feature Muslim movie. Will be a copy of the video version of mine, like that said, you will have me, and Shane.
You and Shane. Yeah, in tight vests.
And it will be posing where me wear a nappy, do and poo.
We and poo?
In a nappy.
Hang on a minute, let me just get this right. So the concept for the first Paul and Shane song and video is a cover version of Right Said Fred's I'm Too Sexy, and you'll wear a tight vest and a nappy and do wee and poo.
I want to be muscular and we'll be fat less.
Yeah, but we'll get back to the nappy bit. Did you say a nappy?
Yeah.
And you're going to do a wee and a poo in it?
At the end of the video, there'll be red light flash, got AK flashing on the back of the nappy.
Oh, man alive! It really is the final taboo in pop music. I mean, you think Lady Gaga in her meat dress has pushed all the boundaries. You're right. Two young men wearing nappies and doing a wee and a poo and singing Right Said Fred. I mean, literally, the world is your oyster or your nappy. Well, Paul, I wish you and Shane the very, very...
We'll be a muscular me.
You've got to beef up first, yes.
You'll be really camp. I want the song to be number one.
Yep.
For 5 weeks.
For 5 weeks. You've really got this mapped out in great detail.
The song was the original version of the song by Wax Beckman. Got to number two, it was pop by Brian Adams.
Yeah. Well, Paul, listen, I'm going to let you go, partly because your plan for pop domination should be acted on immediately, and also because I want to get this next caller, Andy, on. Paul, I wish you the best of luck. Call again, won't you, mate?
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta. Andy's on the line. Good evening, Andy.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip. We persevered and we got there.
Yeah, but you know what? He's set the bar so high, hasn't he? I see a punk rock revival coming on.
There is a fella. Who's the fella? There was a punk singer, wasn't there, who would do a poo on stage, and then he would eat it.
Oh, no.
He's dead now. I think he died on stage. If that's your diet, you would.
Unsurprisingly.
What was his name? Oh!
Really?
Short, bald fella. Someone
not
or not.
Charlie Drake.
No, not Charlie Drake. He's still busy chasing that blooming boomerang. What you got for us, Andy?
Well, here's two remorseful tales. I was done over. In fact, shall I say, done up like a kipper twice this week.
What happened?
Well, the first one is not so interesting. So I'll tell you the least interesting one first.
off an internet site, which is not eBay, I decided to buy what was advertised as an iPhone.
Oh.
And I foolishly agreed to meet this man in a car park in a town 30 miles from where I was and give him £300 for it. And this bloke met me, and he gave me this box, which was an iPhone box. There was an iPhone in it. He turned it on. And when I came home and switched it on, it wasn't an iPhone. It was a fake iPhone.
A fake iPhone.
You know, so I text this bloke back, and he said, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't realise it was it was fake, and I'll send you your money back." And, of course, that's the last I overheard from him, and his number is now disconnected. You know, so this man paid £5 for a SIM card and done me out of £300.
Does the fake iPhone work, though?
Not really. It makes phone calls, but it's not very good. But that's not the best one, though.
Oh, go on.
The second time I was done up like the proverbial kipper was I was on Facebook and on one of these groups I'm on, which I think has something to do with trains, and some bloke came on and he said that he was selling fake money.
Yeah.
Right? And he wanted £100 for £1,000 worth of fake money, and he had photos of how good this money was.
Andy, stop there, right, because I've got to go to a break, and I want to hear this, but someone came to you on a Facebook page about trains and said they had a load of fake money. Why did the conversation go any further? We'll find out more after this.
Talk Radio.
Thank you to everybody who was saying it was G.G. Allen who used to do a whoopsie on stage. And I think he ate it. Oy. We'll find out how Andy got ripped off with what sounds like a very obvious scam. And we'll take more of your calls in a bit. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. This is the news.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, 'cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I've taught ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for pay. Hey, hey! I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Rocky Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay. Hey, hey! I might jump an open drawbridge or Tarzan from a vine, 'cause I'm the unknown star. Makes Eastwood look so fine.
Hello. Hello, traveller.
Limmy is coming on Friday. Hello, traveller. I'm Falkenhoof. And what is your name, please? He's coming on Friday, and I'm very excited. I'm very nervous. I bet he's so charming. Kath's been emailing him, but before that I was DMing him on Twitter. He was so charming. I'd say I don't suppose you fancy coming on, do you, Limmy? Oh, I'd be absolutely delighted to. Thank you. Can I come on in July? Because I'm doing a show. Of course you can. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. He would always reply, "No, thank you." What a gentleman. And tomorrow we've got Miranda Sawyer coming in to the studio. So you'll be able to watch it on the Periscope if you want to. Periscope.tv/Ian Lee. I saw a young lady's name. Let's get a young lady up on this with the Cara call in, I believe. Let's get her on so we can just break up the gentleman's voices a little bit. But Music Geek, Marty, Andy, stay there. We'll come to you in a second. But Miranda Sawyer's coming in. She's talking about this brilliant book she's written called Out of Time. It's about midlife crises. It's flipping brilliant. It's spot on. So we'll talk about that, and we'll have a little geeky chat about music as well. And then tomorrow I'm interviewing the lead singer from the Young Rascals for an article I'm going to write for Record Collector about the Young Rascals. But we'll play it out on the show, because I think it'll be quite good. Right, we are actually asking some questions tonight. Who have you been blocked by on Twitter after Julia Hartley Brewer blocked me on Twitter? I have no idea why. Matt Lockwood, I'm waving at you, Matt. Matt's watching us. Hello, Matt. You're plum. What else are we talking about? Oh, yeah, TV hard men having fights. We can do a bit of that. But the thing that everybody is curious about is how the hell did Andy get ripped off by what sounds like an obvious scam? Andy, you were on a Facebook page about trains.
Well, I suppose I'm a bit of a sad person sometimes.
I haven't got a problem with that. That's I'm a sad person. But
remember these kind of quite boring Facebook groups, one of which is about old trains.
Yeah.
Anyway, this bloke comes on and he says that he's got for sale some fake money.
Fake money?
Money. In other words, counterfeit, right?
Yes, yes.
So I thought this is interesting, and he said he had photos of this fake money, and he claimed it was immune to the ultraviolet light.
You thought this was quite interesting. You thought, yes. Oh, this sounds. I'm going to have a bit of this. And he did. Did you know the bloke?
Wouldn't it be interesting? Because I thought this guy, it's fake money, right?
Yeah. Counterfeit money.
I thought to myself, what I'd really like to do is recreate that video that the KLF did where they burned loads of money.
Okay, right. Yes.
So I thought, well, I can't afford £1 million.
No.
But I could possibly afford £500 of fake money that would cost me £50.
Oh, come on, Andy. You are not going to buy this. And let's use the correct legal term. You are not going to buy snide money so you could burn it and put it on YouTube.
Well,
you're going to try and spend it.
This is what I'm saying.
Well done. Thank you very much indeed. Yes. Okay.
So and this bloke, right? So he put a text, phone number that you could text him.
Yeah.
So I texted him and I said, can I have £50 worth of your money, please?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, well, my minimum order is £100. That gives you £1,000. Right? So, of course,
when you texted him on his mobile, it flashed up. The name that flashed up was Muggins. Muggins sent me a text.
It's tattooed across my forehead.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you know what I did?
You bought the money.
I sent him £50, didn't I? Right?
What were you thinking? Yes, I am. What were you thinking? I mean, the iPhone thing was stupid enough, but this is ridiculous, man.
Do you know what I think about you for laughing at me? You're right.
Yes, yes, obviously.
Oh, so anyway, that's all well and good. And of course, you know, I thought, well, look, if you send some very badly photocopied £20 notes to me, then I can do a KLF video.
Yes, you'll be.
If he doesn't, okay, look, it's £50 and I'm kind of intrigued, and it gave me some entertainment, you know, and I've gone out to the cinema and had a meal sometimes and be less entertained, you know, for £50.
Wow, you really are trying to justify this. Okay, carry on, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying hard. So anyway, that's all well and good. This was about three or four days ago, right? And today I get a text message back from this bloke.
Yeah.
And he said,
hang on a minute. Let me guess what he said.
Go on.
I told you the minimum was 100. I need another £50 before I send you anything.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
It was better.
Okay.
It was better. He said, thanks for the money. I spent it on crack. So.
Well, at least that's honest. Yeah, and a lot of drug users aren't honest, so that's something.
And, you know, and I replied to him, I said, oh, so you've ripped me off. Nice one. I hope you enjoyed that.
Well, if he bought £50 worth of crack, I bet he had a cracking time.
But here's the thing, right?
Yes.
I texted him again, and I said, how's it working for you, this scam that you're running? And he said, it's brilliant, because no one can complain to the police, and I'm earning £1,000 a week.
Have you phoned him up?
No, I haven't phoned him.
Why haven't you phoned him?
Do you think I should phone him?
Yeah.
And...
Yes, of course you should phone him. I'm kind of tempted to say we should phone him.
I'll send you his number if you want to give it a go.
We will phone him.
All right, I'll send you his number.
No, do you do? Have you got it there with you?
Yes.
Right, I'll put it back to Kath. Kath, get the phone number, get the name. We'll give him a call. We'll see. People on Periscope, right? Stop being mean, okay? Stop being mean, okay? Let's be on Periscope. Oh, this is boring. Oh, this person's an idiot. No, stop it, because I block you, right? And if it carries on, we won't keep doing Periscope. So just, you know. Ah, dear. Right. We'll give the person a call. And we'll see if we can get some counterfeit money. Kat's just getting the... I mean, what on earth... What on earth was he thinking? How is that ever going to work? Oh, yeah, if you send me 50 quid, I'll send you 500 quid worth of snide money. Well, that's never going to work. Now, we have to be careful how we do this. There are rules, there are regulations. I think I can get round them. I think I can. So, we're going to call someone who is claiming they have counterfeit money to sell. And he fell for it. I mean, why would you fall for it? You're on a Facebook page. And I tell you what, we'll have a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll do it.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Right.
We'll get you talking.
So let's get this straight, Andy. You were on a Facebook page about trains. A bloke, what, did he just, like, private message you or just post in public, I've got some counterfeit money?
Yeah, no, I think he'd kind of, he'd create, and then probably just do all sorts of career.
All right, you'll just go back to wherever you were standing, because your line's breaking up a little bit.
Well, I'm going back to where I'm standing.
Thank you very much indeed. You sent him £50 to get £500, and he texted you several days later and said, I've spent it on crack. Okay. Well, we're gonna. I've got the number. How do I move that box? Can you just type down the screen a bit? Because I can't see it. Because that box is in the way. I don't know. You move it. I can't move the box. So just press enter. So it goes to the bottom of that of the text box, please. The phone number. No. Right. I'll do it. I'll write it down. Right, OK, let's give this a go. Now, I've got a feeling they're not going to answer. But let's... what was his name?
He probably thinks it'll be Watchdogs or something.
Yeah, the Watchdogs. What was his name?
No, I'm sad I didn't get his name on the trail.
Oh, flipping heck! You sent him... How did you send him 50 quid?
Do some strange thing where you buy a voucher in a shop and give him the number.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for...
OK, well, would you like to leave him a message? Would you like me to leave him a message?
Well, you leave a message.
I'll leave a message.
The message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Hello, mate. My name's Tony, and I believe you've got what can only be described as snide money. I'd like some of your snide money. The thing is, I need quite a lot of it. So what would be awesome is if you could send me that snide money as quickly as possible. And I'm willing to pay quite a little bit of money. Oh, do you know what? I need to write down my phone number. Hang on a minute. Right, I've got. I'm going to give him the phone number for the answer phone, but I've forgotten what it is. So I've got to look it up. Who knows what my answer phone number is? Can someone tweet it to me? We'll have to wait a second, Andy. God, I got nervous then. Did I sound convincing, like a convincing con?
Yeah, you sound like that bloke out of Smoke and Barrels.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you very much. Can someone on Twitter, can you tweet me the answer phone number? Because I don't know it. If someone could do that ASAP, and then we'll get back and we'll phone this bloke up and we'll see if we can...
When he wakes up, he might ring you.
Yeah, well, exactly. I want snide money. Of course, I don't want it, and I will not be using it for illegal purposes, and I will not be sending any money. Because, of course not. Twitter, can someone tweet me? I don't know my own phone number. Can someone tweet it to me, please, ASAP? I thought I had it here, and I don't seem to have it here. I can get it, but I'd have to turn off my Periscope.
As long as he doesn't think you're Esther Ranson, he might actually talk to you in a kind of covert sort of way.
Yeah, he might do. Oh, no one's tweeting me the number. There we go. Thank you very much, Ray. There we go. Right. Let me dial that again. Thank you, Ray. Legend, Ray. Legendary. Did I say I was called Tony?
This is the...
Was Tony my name? It was, wasn't it? Okay. Right.
Tony, yeah.
Tony, right.
Five.
Okay.
That'll do.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Nine. Please leave a message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Sorry about that, geese. I've just moved into a new digs and I don't want to give you the old number because that would get me in terrible trouble with me ex. Yeah, we want as much snide bunce as you can get me, please. My number's 020-8133-6732. It's 020-8133-6732. I need about 50 grand's worth, sharpish. So it'd be awesome if you could sort it out. It's Tony, 020-8133-6732. That'll be great, mate. Look forward to speaking to you soon. Cheers. Bye. 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 Boom. We're in. Right. Now what we
God
do...
God blimey. Jason Statham, if ever yeah.
It's good,
was one.
It's good, isn't it? I'm an actor. Yeah. I can do action movies. Right. This is brilliant. Yeah. Right. Now, here we go. Right. So, I have got my... If he phones up tonight... Boom! We're in it. We're in. The con is on. The con will be on. And what we're going to do? Snide bunce. I know that was good. That wasn't it.
I was
channeling my inner Scott Balcony there by talking about snide bunce. So brilliant. All right, Andy. Well, let's see if he calls in, and we'll give him a bally good seeing to.
Jolly good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Andy. Tutty bye. By the way, you're a Muppet. Cara's on the line. Good evening, Cara.
Hip, 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 you gorgeous lot.
Hip, 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 woman.
You all right, man?
I'm all right now. Yes, thank you very much indeed.
You caught me mid-giggle there. Oh, what are you up to?
Well, let's hope this guy calls back, because we're in early tomorrow, recording interviews and stuff, so we'll just spend all afternoon on the phone trying to get through to that guy. And we'll keep that number and we'll... That'll be fun. Anyway, Cara, what have you got?
I've no idea now, because I just got the giggles over that.
Oh, blimey. Well, you must have called...
A couple of things, really, yes. And then on to the main point of my call.
Yes.
People that have blocked me.
Yes.
For starters. No one famous, but every single ex. I don't know if anyone else has this, or it's just me.
Is that... Well, I stopped dating before Twitter became a thing. So when they split up with you, they block you.
On everything, yeah.
Is that because, Cara?
Go on, hit me with it.
You're what we used to call a psycho hose beast.
I so knew that was coming.
Is that what you are? Are you a nut job?
Well, no, the citalopram's working quite well.
Well, then in that case, that's fine. But the thing is, we never think that we are the obsessive possessive ones, do we? We never think that.
Oh, I'm certainly not, Ian.
Come on.
I think that's probably why. I think it's the opposite. Don't give them the attention. In the end, it's just block. It's like slamming the phone down on people. We can't do that anymore, so you just block them.
Would I block an ex? Yeah, I probably would. Yeah,
I think it's a man thing.
Oh.
Women tend to do that. I don't.
Well, Julia Hartley Brewer blocked me. We weren't lovers.
Are you sure now?
No, I'm 100% sure.
Okay. Well, talking about, often say, well, he's obviously clearly not an ex. Oh my God,
yes.
Paddock.
Yes.
Have a word, please.
Not an ex, but could be a future. Is that what we're saying?
He's trying to with every single woman on Periscope.
Is he, Paddock?
He
even messaged people on Facebook, I found out tonight.
Oh, Cara. And what, you just want him to be a one-woman man?
Yes, but not this woman.
No. Ian. Oh, OK. Right. All right.
Bless him for trying, but come on. All he does is sleep and poos, apparently.
Well, what is the... He's very good to his mother. What is the internet for if it's not for trying to create quick, meaningless sexual encounters?
It's all it seems to be.
Yeah.
All it seems to be.
Yeah, that's all
it
is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, it's quite worrying. Bless him for trying. Yeah,
God loves a trier.
You're a legend, but
well,
you know.
Let's not get carried away. He's a caller to a pony radio show. That's what he is. Oh, I've just come over all tired. Oh dear.
Oh, am I boring you now?
No, not at all. I got 4 hours sleep this morning, and then I went back for a doze this afternoon. I couldn't sleep, and I was lying in bed for an hour, and I just could not get to sleep. I was arguing with a lot of people online today.
I noticed. Well, I did tweet you a positive tweet.
I ignored it, and
I noticed.
There we go. You see. And
only answer the negative ones.
I was enjoying it a bit, right? Just because I posted this clip online of me moaning about Farage and Johnson, right? It's just a little bit of fun. everyone from every side was having a go at me and my weak grasp of politics, I genuinely think, right, we should adhere to the result of the referendum. Of course, I do, right?
Absolutely.
But they're all accusing me of being a whingy lefty, and they want to castrate me and all this kind of stuff.
They want to castrate.
And they should go, suck it up. But hang on a minute. It's democracy, right? Democracy is I'm allowed to say I don't agree with a decision that's been made democratically.
Of course
it is, you muppet. Anyway, go on. What was the last thing?
Oh, anyway. Yes, I need a massive favour from you, my friend.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. It's all right. It's nothing sexual. You're fine.
Uh-oh.
I'll leave that for Periscope.
Okay, yeah, that's, yes.
I have a lovely friend, believe it or not, I do have a friend. He's actually in your Periscope now. His name's Owen Wilson.
Not the Owen Wilson!
Not the Owen Wilson.
I'm saluting him.
basically, he's disabled. He's a wonderful, wonderful singer-songwriter. He was on The Singer Takes It All with Alan Carr in 2014.
I've never heard of that programme.
Have you not?
No, I've never heard of that programme.
So it's not going anymore, unfortunately. Well, there's a lot for Owen. No. But he's also just, recently released the single, the charity single for the Hillsborough disaster.
Oh, yeah.
excuse me, I'm getting a frog in my throat. So at the moment, his health is really deteriorating, like rapidly, bless him. He's major trouble with his back. So he's trying to get a mobility scooter so he can nip around, and we're doing a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
So basically, I just wanted to ask your wonderful viewers, listeners and viewers on Periscope, if they would mind just having a look on Owen Wilson. He does Periscopes every day now, and he'll do song requests.
Right. Here's the thing. I'm going to let you do this. I'm going to let you do this. This is the only time I'm going to let anyone do this, right? I bet you that, like, maybe only two people will go and look.
Yeah.
If that, right? And it does. I don't normally like. I never retweet a charity thing, right? And I get a bit of grief for it. And then when you retweet it, because if I retweet one, then I've got to retweet all of them.
Yeah,
right? I've got to retweet all of them.
I did think that.
And I got charities that I kind of work with, and charities that I donate to, and you know, there's stuff like that. I'm going to sound like a right bastard, but I'm going to say it.
No.
By you coming on, this puts me in a very awkward position.
Well, I did actually tweet you first. I know, obviously, you're very busy.
I'm a little bit busy. I don't get to see all the tweets during the show because there's loads going on.
No, obviously, I appreciate that. So right. I did actually say, you know, is this allowed kind of thing? But they didn't ask me when I called up what I was calling about.
Well, no, because we don't. And no, we don't. And that's the thing. We have no gatekeeper here at this. Go on. Give it one plug, and then that's it.
So I just love everyone to go and have a listen if they can, if nothing else, because his music's amazing and he deserves to be recognised because he's going to be big one day. So yes, Owen Wilson, and just go and have a look if you go on my Twitter at Cara Bowers. And just have a look. That would be amazing.
Cara, thank you very much indeed. Nobody else. good luck, Owen. I hope it all works out. I predict, having worked in radio for a long time, particularly local radio, where we would get people coming on and talking about things like, I predict. And now people will do it just to spite me, which is good. I predict no one will. And that's the nature of humankind. That's the nature of humankind. Look, Music Geek 81, you've been waiting for ages. Yes, boss. But thank you, Cara. Thank you. Yes, boss.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip.
How are we doing, sir?
It was 59 years ago today.
That's exactly why I called in, Ian. You're telepathic.
Go on. I knew it would be. Go on.
Well, would you... I've got three accounts here. I've got the Paul McCartney Many Years From Now book out.
Yes.
I've got the... is it the Bill Harry Beatles Encyclopedia?
Yeah.
But I have gone for the Shout the True Story of the Beatles by Philip Northman.
Well, classic. Written, I believe, in 1968?
Let's have a look.
First published in 68, I'm going to say. Maybe
1981. It says here.
Really? It wasn't published before then?
Yeah, no, the Printing History, Hamish Hamilton edition, published 1981. Corgi edition, which this is, 1982.
Ooh.
Copyright 81 by Philip Norman.
All right, I am bang out. I thought it ended about 68, that book. Anyway, carry on. Yes.
Right, let me just try and find it, because I've lost it now.
Hang on. Flipping heck.
I know, terrible.
Corblimey, governor.
We need some white hole music, don't we? Oh, no, Spanish flea again.
Oh,
getting, like, really annoying. Oh, this is really annoying, hang on.
Yep.
Oh, dear me.
Well, so this we are trying to investigate whether it was 59 years ago today that Paul McCartney met...
It was.
John
the big
Lennon.
Event in Walton each summer was a garden fete organised by St Peter's Parish Church. They made a proper carnival of it with fancy dress and a procession of decorated boats representing all the church organisations that wound through the streets of the old village, gathering up followers for the subsequent gala in the field of the top of Church Road. The fete planned for July 1957 was to have a particularly elaborate programme. It included, as well as a customary Rose Queen ceremony, the band of the Cheshire Yeomanry, and a team of trained police dogs from the city of Liverpool Force.
Beautiful.
This year, too, for the first time, the teenagers of the parish were to be catered for. That Lennon boy had been asked to bring his group, the Quarrymen, to take part in the procession, blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah.
And then he got introduced to a boozed-up 14-year-old Paul McCartney. They got the bus home, they sat on the top deck at the back of the bus, and Lennon said, go on then, what can you do? And McCartney played 20 Flight Rock by Eddie Cochran.
Well, I thought it was Lennon who was the boozed up one. I thought Matt Macca was the sober boy. And
I thought Lennon, because the rebellious one. They were both boozed up. They were 14 and 15 year old kids. They were both drunk. Let's give them that.
I've got a Beatles question for you, though, Ian.
Yeah, go on. I'll get it right.
Okay, then. I think I'm right on this one. What is the song? Because I thought this was on the bus. This is the version I thought. What is the song that George Harrison played as his audition for the Quarrymen / the Silver Beatles? What was the song that he played on the guitar?
I know that. I know that. Because I watched the blooming George Harrison documentary about a month ago. It's one word, isn't it?
It is one word.
And
yep,
it ends with a Y, doesn't it?
Do you want me to give you what it sounds like?
No!
Am
I right? It ends with a Y. Yeah, it's not Misty. It's not Trendy.
Oh, you're close. Yeah, you're close.
It's not Misty, Thrifty. It's something like that, isn't it? It's, I'm not going to get it. Go on.
Raunchy.
There
we go.
And it's got Raunchy's got lots of echo and stuff.
I think it's like, is it like a Dwayne Eddy?
Down. Thank you, music. Raunchy. Oh, God. Raunchy. Balls.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Half past 11. I haven't given the phone number out 45 minutes. I've not needed to, but I will give it out now. Give me the names of the people and I'll block them. Hang on a minute. Come over here. Let me just grab the periscope. There we go. There we go. Right. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Now would be an excellent time. We call you back. A quick reminder, guys, there is no straight to air. We kind of dropped it for a bit, for a while, for forever, for I don't know. We'll just see what happens, OK? And we'll see how it goes. Just adjusting my camera. Let's go to Sayo. Good evening, Sayo.
Oh, hello. Yeah, it's me. Yeah, it's me. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I was on a Periscope watching you.
Were you?
Pardon?
Yes. Turn your radio off, or your Periscope, or whatever it is.
Yeah, I turned it off, yeah.
Yes. Okay, and have you listened to the show before?
Yes, just now, on the Periscope.
But you'd not listened to it before just now on the Periscope?
No.
How did you find us on the Periscope?
To be honest, I just look at all the lists and stuff.
Oh, and we were on the list, were we?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Whereabouts are you based, Sio?
I live in New Maldenis, in between Wimbledon and Kingston.
Oh, I thought you were going to say somewhere exotic, like Italy or Japan or something.
Oh, actually, I'm from South Korea.
South Korea? Oh, fantastic, yeah. Man. How long have you been over here?
Since, like, 2001.
Wowzers. What did you come over for, love or work?
Family, actually. Okay. With family came over here.
Okay. Did you get back to South Korea much?
Kind of, like, to visit stuff.
I don't know anything about South Korea at all. I'm a big fan of Japan, and I've been to China, but South Korea, I know nothing about it. Tell me three things that I should know about South Korea.
Three words. Kimchi, rice, and... that's it.
Oh, OK, kimchi and rice. OK, well, then that's it. That's it? Then that's it. So, what would you like to contribute to the show?
Yeah. I don't know, really. I don't know what to say, because it's my first time.
Yeah. I tell you what, OK, this is what we're going to do, right?
Yeah.
We're playing a game. We're playing a game where we get people, characters, from British... or from British television programmes...
Yes.
..to have a fight.
Yes.
Who... Can you think of any tough people, men or women, from British television?
Yeah. Could you repeat the question again?
Yes, can you think of any characters from British television that are tough?
Tough. All I could think of is David Williams. I really can't think of any.
Is David Williams tough?
He looks tough, but he does. His characters are not.
He's very tall, David Williams. I've met him a couple of times.
Oh, and, you're lucky.
Yeah, very lucky. In fact, I once met him on the street, and I saw him walking towards me, and I was on the phone. No, I wasn't on the phone. And we were on the same side of the street, and I thought, oh, there's David Williams. I don't really want to see him. So I pretended to be on the telephone, and I crossed over the street, and he saw me, and he went, Ian, Ian! And he crossed over the street to meet me.
Oh, why did you avoid him?
I didn't... it's one of those... I'd met him a couple of times a few years before he got really famous, and this was when he was really famous, and I thought, oh, I can't be bothered. I just can't be bothered. And so I tried to avoid him, and but he came over and said, and he was delightful, as he always is. He's a very delightful gentleman, as is Matt Lucas. Matt Lucas, there's a nice guy.
Yes, he's a really good actor.
I've never seen Little Britain, though.
And Come Fly With Me.
I've never seen that. Never seen it.
In one of Little Britain, there's a gay character who's homophobic, and he can't stand other gays. He has to be the only gay in the village. And he say, whenever other village people say, good morning, David, he says, yeah, I'm gay, get over it, and stuff.
That actually sounds quite funny. Yeah. I have seen two sketches from it. One where Matt Lucas blacked up and was Mr. T from the A-Team.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's all, I don't know what was going on there. And the other one was where he was... pretending to be a disabled man in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And then David Williams wheeled him into the, like, a swimming pool area. And David Williams then stood in front of him to speak to, like, the lifeguard and explain how disabled Matt Lucas was. And while he was doing this, Matt Lucas, turns out he wasn't disabled. He got up and he ran and climbed up the diving board, dived into the water, swam, and then got back into his seat. And just as he got back into his seat and was soaking wet, David Walliams turned round.
Yeah, they do that sometimes.
Yeah, it was funny, man. Funny stuff.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, well, listen, thank you for listening. What other... I'm quite new... Thank you, Emma. I'm quite new to periscoping. I don't watch it as much as perhaps I should. What fun things do you see on there?
Sometimes I broadcast live. Last Saturday, I went to London to broadcast the protest. Remember the EU protest?
I do remember the EU, yeah, and it was fun when we were in it.
Westminster, then broadcast live.
Can I ask? What's your podcast name? Your Periscope name?
It's SAEHO90. That's my ID.
All right, I'm going to. Is that your Twitter handle as well?
Yes, in my Twitter as well.
Right, I'm going to check you out, man. I'm going to follow you, not on Twitter, but I'm going to follow you on Periscope. And next time you do something, if I'm around, I'm going to watch it and I'm going to send you hearts. I'm going to give you hearts.
I really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure, man. Nice one. Thanks for calling. Call again, won't you? There we go. Thank you. I didn't do that. There we go. Quick break.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
He was, he's real. I've said, look, he's a really good animator. Very, very talented young man. I will follow him on Periscope when I can remember how to do that. Evan!
Hi.
Hello, Evan.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Great.
I just thought I'd phone in.
What have you got for us, Evan?
On this disappointing evening when Wales lost to Portugal.
Oh, it don't really matter, though, does it?
I'm not normally into football, but this time I am, because it's quite big. They've, like, done the best they've done.
Yeah, but, I mean, but why would you be into it? It's the furthest they've ever got in a major tournament, I think in like 70 years or something. But why would you be into it if you weren't into it before? This is the thing I don't understand.
Just because I thought, they're doing so well, maybe I should start watching them and show a bit of interest.
When did you start watching them? Was it tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
You jinxed it.
Yeah.
It's your fault they lost, Evan. You jinxed it.
Maybe.
No, you shouldn't have watched. I don't get it, right? Because I don't get it. I don't like football, and I can't get excited about it. I certainly didn't get excited about Wales. I never get excited about England. I don't understand the feeling. This isn't a criticism. I'm just trying to understand it, Evan. Mm. I don't understand the national pride around supporting my country in a football tournament, or even really in the Olympics or any sporting tournament. I don't understand. Just because my parents chose to do it on this bit of rock that we call England, and my mum gave birth to me on this bit of rock that we call England, I don't understand why I should feel pride towards England and towards England's sporting achievements or failures. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. And I did kind of go there to, like, please my dad a bit, because he likes going to the pub and that.
Oh, well, that's a different... that's a bit different. That's, that's quite a nice thing to go and do that. Was it a boring game?
Yeah, pretty boring. I almost fell asleep standing up.
Yeah, you see. Have you ever fallen asleep standing up?
Once... when I was in London on a tube.
Did you really? Go on, what? And did you stay standing up, or did you collapse to the floor?
No, I think I stayed standing up and I missed my stop.
Oh, flipping heck! Because 0844 499 1000, you're falling asleep standing up stories, please. I want to make the whole last hour dominated by that. Because I'm trying to think. I was about to say, I think it's impossible to fall asleep standing up, but you are living proof that it can be done. It can be done. I don't know if I was saying this on air, if I was saying this to a friend the other day. Now I've got two boys, right? They're 6 and 4. And they fall into the deepest sleep ever, right? You can. They fall asleep quite often in the same bed, and I will then pick one up who's asleep and put him in his bed, or, you know, if they get in my bed and fall asleep, I'll pick them up. Or if we're coming back from a car journey, they fall asleep in the back of the car, and I unbuckle them, and their legs and their arms all over the place, and I pick them up, and it's terrible, and I bump their head, and I take their shoes off, and I take their trousers and their tops off and try and get their pyjamas on and do all this. And they don't wake up. They sleep all the way through it. Now, I'm a really light sleeper now, like anything, and I will be, wide awake. What's that? There's a burglar in the house. But I remember being a kid and having that really heavy sleep, and I don't get that anymore, and I miss that.
I had a really deep sleep when I was on a hike on the weekend, and I was sharing a tent with other two people, and apparently I was snoring, and they got really annoyed.
There we go. You see, that would do it.
That would
do it. Well, thank you, Evan. You've brought back some lovely memories of. He's also just very quickly. Can I talk about sleep? I used to be able to fall asleep anywhere. Like today, I could not get to sleep for a little doze. Right? Someone tweeted me, leave campaigner tweeted, oh, going for a doze at 2 p.m. No wonder you wanted to remain in the EU. And I replied, I work nights. But I remember, again, being a kid and sitting there watching the TV, like 10 o'clock at night, staying at my nan's, and that falling asleep and fighting falling asleep and your head's going down and... And that, I don't get that now, unless I'm in a meeting. I get it in meetings sometimes. But I don't get that. I miss that, Evan. Will we ever sleep as deeply as we did when we were children?
I had that today when I was going in for school today.
For school?
No, it's extra thing. I should technically have finished because I've finished my exams and everything now.
Ah, you go, you're what I would have called when I was younger a bumlick. You're now, but what I would now call a responsible person who wants to further themselves.
Because I was doing DOV.
You're doing what?
I do Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh, Duke of Edinburgh. Oh, okay. So what were you doing for that? I did Duke of Edinburgh, and I was lousy at it. Absolutely. The best thing about it was when we went hiking and camping, I learnt that you could put more. The only thing I took away from it is I learnt you can put more sultanas in muesli to make... So you get muesli, but you can still just put more sultanas in to make... Because sultanas are the best part of the muesli. So you can just pour... And we were told to do that for energy. That's the only thing I've ever learnt from the Duke of Edinburgh. So you were falling asleep at the Duke of Edinburgh?
Yeah, because we had to make presentations to show to everyone. And I, like, hate doing public speaking.
Yeah. Do you get through it all right, though, even if you hate it?
Yeah, I got through it all right because I made up a little video and that.
Yeah.
Because I like making videos and that.
Well, that's the trick, is it?
YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's the trick, is to make little ways that it can work for you and work in your favour.
Yeah.
Evan, nice to talk to you. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. There we go. 0844 499 1000. Yes, Gatford.
Even boss, how are you?
Oh.
It's one of those nights.
Yes, isn't it?
I've got three things for you, quick things. One.
Hey, hang on a second. Just.
Well, Sayo, may I have three.
Hang on a second. Sayo, who just called in, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's just tweeted.
Korean guy.
Yeah, and he is. He genuinely is. He's an animator, right? I had a live radio talk show thanks to Ian. My voice was heard in the radio. Ian,
brilliant.
I'm going to make you something soon. Oh, yeah, thank you, buddy. Thank you very much indeed, yes.
Yes.
Anyway.
Could be seen as a threat if you read it another way.
Could be seen as a very generous offer.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's more likely.
Go on, what you got?
Cat Slater versus Bette Lynch.
Oh, that is good. I want to go Slater, but then I'm thinking, but Lynch has got experience and bigger boots.
Lynch worked in the bar, and she would have had to chuck some big blokes out. So I'm going Bette Lynch.
What we need, if there are any computer whiz kids listening, we need someone...
Mike Zuckerberg?
Yeah. We need someone who can build, like, an emulator that you'd put in all the stats... And it would run like three battles, and it would say right in the end, Bette Lynch wins.
We top trump cards.
Yeah, we do, but only for fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, there was a story in the paper the other day, right? And I forgot to do it. This kid is the world top trumps champion. He's British.
I read that. Yeah, right? I read that.
Top trumps is luck, though, right? Everyone knows that, don't they? It's luck.
There's an element of skill, but
there's not.
Luck about what. No, there is.
No, there's not. There's not.
Which one of your things to play?
No. There's no skill. There's remembering which are the best and which are the worst, right?
Yeah.
And then it's down to luck. There are cards in top trumps, and trust me, I know because I've been playing a lot of it. There are cards in top trumps that can't win. Right? So you, if you're on a winning streak, win, and then you get Harley Quinn, right? Say you're playing DC superheroes and villains. You get Harley Quinn. She can't win nothing. No, not Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy can't win nothing. So you lose. But, so then it goes the other thing. And they go win, until they get Poison Ivy. Then you win. Then you go win, Poison Ivy. Then they, it goes on and on ad infinitum.
Couldn't you do the card counting like Rain Man, though?
Well, what? Because you're always going to get to Poison Ivy.
Unless you count the cards and you play your Poison Ivy when they play their Poison Ivy.
There's only one Poison Ivy, you muppet. You don't even know how to.
Yeah, no, but
there's you. Hang on a minute. Yeah. You're just telling me, right, that there is skill and technique to top trumps. You don't even know how to play the bloody game, you fool.
You're complete melt. Ivy, hasn't the other person got one Poison Ivy?
No!
Oh, okay.
There's one Poison Ivy in the pack. Well, people like you make me wrong. Sick. People, it's because of you that this country's gone down the bog hole.
Yeah, that's right. It's more my fault. I got professionally trolled on Twitter and then blocked.
Oh, yeah, by whom? Was it me?
No.
Because I'm going
to. Yeah, well, I know, yeah. On Saturday morning, I was watching a bit of BBC Breakfast, you know, a bit bored, and somebody came on. It was a happiness and resilience expert.
Happiness resilience.
So, of course, I jumped on Twitter and took the mick out of that job.
Yeah.
And she found me.
Good.
And she said, I actually work with hundreds of school children and their parents, and I love the impact we're having. So I grovelingly went, fantastic, but it is a made-up job title.
And did she block you?
And then she blocked me.
Good for her.
No, but to be fair, she must have had like a Google alert for her job title come up. Because how else did she find it?
Well, she typed in the search thing. She just searched it. Oh, she'd get, you go on telly, and she typed in her job title. That came up. You being a bit of a muppet about her, she thought, right, I'm not having that, and she destroyed you. And I agree with her. Well done, her.
But she's not much of a happiness and resilience. She's resilient, I'll give her that. But happiness?
Well, her happiness...
Didn't make me happy.
Her happiness...
I'm not happy.
She got happiness. She reclaimed her happiness that you had tried to steal from her.
Well...
She destroyed you online,
yours,
mate.
I'm yours to lose.
Saying that, there was... we can do made-up job titles. There was a woman on Radio 4 today or yesterday. Her job title was... a computer psychologist. Or a cyber psychologist. I mean, and it was on You and Yours, and the presenter said, before we go any further, can I just ask, what is a computer psychologist? Well, we look at the way people interact with computers. Oh, for crying out loud.
I've got it. Did she sit in the room and go, tell me about your relationship with your motherboard?
Hey, that's not bad, that. That's not bad, that.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that is not bad, actually, mate.
You can use that.
I'm not going also, to, but I'll sell it to Mike Parry.
Fair enough. And lastly, I've got Friday off, so I'll give Hartley for a ring and get to the bottom of this, yeah?
Thank you very much indeed. Yes. we lost Jerry. I was just about to go to you, mate. And then just give him a quick call back. Sorry, I kept him waiting. We'll get Jerry on before the news if he's picking up. Otherwise, David, it could be... Woo-hoo. It's not, it's Jerry. Evening, Jerry. Sorry to keep you waiting, boss. What you got for us?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you very much, mate. You're right.
I'm good today.
Yeah, good. You were a little bit wobbly the other day, weren't you?
Yeah, a bit wobbly the past couple of days.
What's good? What brings it on? Is it the weather? Is it
weather
just...
hot. It's hard to have a fan on all day. I mean,
the fan broke. Because my mum's the same with her MS. The when it gets hot, she just kind of, you know, just crumbles. It's the strangest thing. Why is it?
I don't know. It's just always sweat like you don't know what.
Hey, I wonder, let me, this can sound like I'm being flippant, I'm a little bit, but let's just, but I'm also being realistic. So if the heat makes you and your Parkinson's and my mum's MS kind of crumble, what would happen if we put you in one of those big walk-in freezers that they have at BJAMS?
Be heaven.
Well, this is it. I'm wondering if it would not only make you normal in inverted commas, you know what I mean by that, slightly disparaging comment, but perhaps even made you, gave you, like, special powers.
Special powers? It could be like Parkinson, man.
There we go, exactly. You see?
Okay, probably trip over it.
Yeah, no problem. You don't want to do anything fancy.
Health and safety.
You don't want anything fancy with the costumes, mate, if you're going to... No.
Wearing pants outside.
Yes, exactly. That was always weird. What have you got for us, Jerry?
That's celebrities fighting.
Yes.
Burnside versus Robert McCall, The Equaliser.
Burnside versus The Equaliser? Well, the flipping Equaliser would destroy Burnside from The Bill.
Nails, wasn't he?
Burnside from The Bill?
Yeah.
The heat has obviously got to your brain, Jerry. That's, you've been calling me on and off for years, right?
Yeah.
That is the worst suggestion you've ever made.
I know.
Burnside versus The Equaliser. Who would go against The Equaliser? It would be,
Ian Ogilvy. No, he's... Ian Ogilvy do Burnside, I think.
The Saint. The Return of the Saint versus The Equaliser. Now we've got a fight on our hands. Now I'm interested.
And Anthony Andrews and Dinge UXP.
You're a little bit older than me. I don't remember Danger UXB.
Do you remember Danger UXB? It was brilliant.
Oh, yeah, but you're an old man, Jerry. I'm still...
I'm 44.
Yeah, exactly. You're a year older than me.
Am I?
Well, I'm 43.
I'm only 44.
There you go, you say exactly. Jerry, nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much indeed. The Return of the Saint versus The Equaliser. That I would pay top dollar to watch. Someone's suggesting, Stu is suggesting, Norris from Coronation Street versus, is that Alf Ramsey? Your flaming galah. Is that his name? Alf Ramsey? Alf Roberts. That's it. From Home and Away. Yeah, that would do it. David, stay there. We'll come to you after the news. I promise. No calls straight to air, guys, tonight. So keep calling up. TV battles. I can't remember what else we've talked. Every time we get to this point in the show, I have literally... Al Stewart, yes. I have literally no idea what we've talked about tonight. So, we'll, you know, kind of anything goes, really. Do give us a call now. We will call you back. 0844 499 1000. My name is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you give us a call now, we will call you back. Darren, David, stay there. I can see someone from Brighton is calling as well. It's getting very busy, isn't it? I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio. It's midnight. Here's the news.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Save the
did the job. That did the job. Right. David, Emily, Darren, coming to you in a second. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. What are we talking about? Well, not a lot, really. I'm aware that we're getting new listeners all of the time. We had that young gentleman from South Korea and all these new people that are discovering us via Periscope or because of the podcasts or because of the YouTube videos or just by retuning their radio and they see a new radio station. They go, oh, I'm going to try some of that. So welcome. This late night show, I should say, is not like any other late night show that's on at the moment, in that we don't do an hour dedicated to immigrants and then an hour talking about the Labour leadership battle and then an hour talking about sweets from the 70s. Kind of, it's a conversation and it flows. And that's it. We started talking about celebrities fighting on TV, which we can still play. And that's literally all I can remember from the last 2 hours. You can call in with anything you want, really. 0844 499 1000. We call you back, even if you were, like, abroad or something. We'll do that. Or if you hear me talking to any of the callers that come on now. Snide Bunce, that's what we were talking about. Yeah, Snide Bunce. If you hear something in the conversation that happens in the next few minutes, you go, oh, yeah, they're wrong, they're idiots. I want to tell them that, or, yeah, that happened to me once. Then you can. You're more than welcome to. Honestly, we have very low standards, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. David's on the line. Good evening, David. David's listening to his radio. David! I don't think David's even listening to us, is he? That doesn't sound like me. If you hear... Here we go. Who is it? David! He's listening to Talk Sport. He switched over to Talk Sport. To those two Muppets. Cundy and Goldstein. David! We'll come back to David in a bit. Yes, Darren?
Hello, mate. How are you? Hip, hip, hip.
Hip, hip, hip. Well, I'm glad you're paying attention.
Thank you. Well, I'm out walking the dog, so I've got to keep an eye on something.
Now, this is interesting. Out walking the dog.
Yes.
At 7 minutes past midnight.
Yes, there is a good reason to
go
be
on,
fair.
Tell me why. Go on.
Go on, then. My team and myself at work were nominated for an award.
Oh.
And we were nominated for two awards. And we've become runners up in one, and we won the other one.
What do you do, and what were the awards?
I work within the NHS.
Okay.
Working with children who have life-limiting health conditions.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we won that award for the service that our team provides.
Beautiful, well done.
Sorry, there's a taxi just gone past there. I don't know if you heard that.
I did hear that. Yeah, sorry. We don't apologise. You don't need to apologise for traffic.
Fair enough. And we come second to another team that provided mental health support to people in communities.
Brilliant.
So we feel ourselves very proud.
Yeah.
But when I got home, my wife said that she hadn't walked the dog. So I thought, well, I'll walk the dog and I'll give Ian a ring. Because I've been meaning to ring. And I thought, you know, to be fair, I've had 2 pints of Dutch courage.
Here we go, you see.
So I'm going to give Ian a ring.
Forget all the awards and stuff. That's nice. Forget the dog. It's because you're pissed. That's why. That's why.
No, 2 points.
That's why.
No, Ian. You call me a sandy pants.
Yes, I certainly am. I tell you why I was asking about walking the dog. Because.
Okay.
I get home about 2 o'clock, right? And
right.
The other night I went to see a band and I got home at 12:30 and I really wanted to go out for a run.
Right. Right.
At 12:30. I got a little fluorescent jacket and I got all of that stuff.
Okay.
Out. At 12:30. And then I stopped I didn't do it because I thought people would think I was a burglar or something. But
no.
Why should
you mind
we...
my asking, how's your running going? Because I've listened to you since you started on talk radio, and I know you've started running as a...
Well, I'm doing one of those couch to 5K apps.
Okay.
And right. I've just... did I go running yesterday? Yesterday, I did week 2, day 3. So it's all right. It's just, it's, you know, it's hard work, and sometimes it's fun. More often than not, it's not. It's just, it just hurts. Now I'm getting to the
stage.
Have you
found yourself enjoying it yet?
I had two sessions where I enjoyed it, and then this one, it kind of went up again a little notch, and it just hurt. It just hurt. My chest hurt. I remember thinking, oh, yeah, this is what running is. It's a painful chest.
But eventually, and I know people will probably tell you this, and you think we're talking a load of nonsense.
Yes.
Or bullshine, if you want. But you will enjoy it eventually, because I started just before the new year, because I made a conscious decision. I'm not doing it New Year's Day as a resolution. I'm going to start when I want to. And I started, I'd done 3 miles.
Oh, yeah, never do a New Year's resolution. All that stuff is nonsense.
Yeah, absolutely, because you never follow through with it, do you?
No, exactly. No. But it's like, you know, people say, oh, I'm going to quit smoking on New Year's Day. I'm going to quit smoking when I finish these two packs. Just stop. Just stop. Whatever you want to change, just do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And why would you give up drinking New Year's Day? Because you want a few points to get into the New Year anyway.
Of course you do. But it got me... I was watching this George Harrison documentary the other day, right?
Right.
And he was a multimillionaire and was spoilt with the opportunity, but he would go...
Very, very handsome as well.
Good-looking guy, yeah.
Yes.
And boy, isn't his son Danny stunning? Anyway...
Would you be jealous of him, Ian?
Would I be jealous of what? My son?
A millionaire, handsome boy, George Harrison.
No, not in the slightest.
No way, not at all.
But he would go gardening at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, part of me thinks it was because he liked a little bit of the old cocaine.
Yeah.
And when you take a bit of the old cocaine, it's quite hard to get to sleep, I have been told. So part of it was that. Part of it because, you know, he could do that. But and it got me thinking, why don't you see more people going out walking the dog at 2 o'clock in the morning, or going for a run at 4 o'clock in the morning, or doing things at night time that we tend to do...
Stupid things at stupid times of day.
Stupid things at stupid times of day. Call me now, 08444991000.
Well, I'm a bit like yourself, because I do a lot of night shifts. But obviously, I work probably a little bit later into the night with you, and I probably start a little bit earlier than... Oh, no, actually, you probably start a little bit later than me. But I finish most night shifts at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning.
If I
go for a run after work, I can't get to sleep.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Your adrenaline, or you're so energised or whatever, and I can't. It takes me till midday to get to sleep, and I've got to get to sleep, wake up at 6 and go off to work at 8 and work till 8 the next morning.
Yeah,
so I need something to get myself off to sleep.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, I'm quite good that I will. Well, I'm on these meds as well that kind of knock me out a bit.
Right.
So I pop one when I'm halfway home. I get into bed, read for 20 minutes, and I am Sparko.
Right.
But I do worry as you get older, you need less sleep. And the thing I genuinely enjoy sleep. I love sleeping. I think it's a fun thing to do.
Yes. I'd like to sleep a bit more, to be honest. I mean, you're 43.
Yeah.
But right, roughly just celebrating the 43rd birthday, I believe. I'm 40. And I wouldn't mind a little bit more sleep. You know, like when I'm on the night shift, because I'll go to bed, say, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
I'm awake at 4.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind just a little bit more. And then when I'm on a day shift, I can't sleep at night.
Yeah. It's a crazy world. How much longer you got to walk the dog for?
I'm going for another mile and a half, I reckon.
Flippin' it, man. You're nuts. Well, I hope you make it back alive in one piece.
Ian, can I just say one other thing, mate? I've listened to you on Absolute. I didn't listen to you on Three Counties, but I listened to you on WM when you did the Saturday show.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
fun,
I've
though.
I picked up your podcast. And I've tweeted you the odd time and stuff like that. Can I just say, I think you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you, man. Honestly. I appreciate that.
I'm being dead serious about that. I'm not blowing smoke or anything.
You've had two beers. You've had two beers, Darren. Come and see me in the morning when you're sober, and then we'll discuss it.
Can I just say one other thing?
Go on.
You'd done an interview with Nicholas a while back. Do you remember? I think it was, he was the guy who was on Richard Today, maybe?
Oh, Mr. Ethical. Yeah, Mr. Ethical. Yes, I do remember.
It was a little bit sort of aggressive and a bit of verbal sparring. Mate, as far as I'm concerned, it was the best piece of radio I've heard in the last 2 or 3 years.
May God bless you, Darren.
I've just got to tell you that.
You're very, very kind, Darren. Thank you very much indeed. And you know I can't take compliments. But that was interesting. That was fun, that interview. I enjoyed that. Thank you, Darren. David, are you there now? What is he doing? Has he done a caddick and fallen asleep? He's only been on the phone 25 minutes. But also, why is he not listening to us? I don't think he is listening to us. Oh, hang on, we'll find out. He's listening to Talk Sport. It's Talk Sport. I'm going to put him out of his misery. Bye-bye, David. Bye-bye.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep. Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Get rid of it. Let's just see who this is. Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Who's there? Who is it? Okay. 08444991000. Hello, Emily.
Hi there. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Ian Lee. Who am I speaking to, please?
Oh, Ian. God, how amazing. You're speaking to Emily again.
It is amazing.
It is amazing. It's so lovely to hear your voice yet again and to hear that you are still alive and doing everything that you're doing.
Is everybody drunk tonight?
Everybody always is.
There we go, you see. Well done. Welcome to your boozy boudoir. Emily's boozy boudoir.
It is so definitely that. Boozy boudoir.
What day is it? It's only Wednesday. Why is everyone steaming on a Wednesday?
Because, Ian,
there we go.
My birthday and my best friend's birthday, we are within 1 week of each other, and
right.
We have been out tonight.
Boozing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And smoking fags. There we
go. God,
there
you really do have a problem with cigarettes. Have you given up smoking?
I don't know. Well, hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think I have a problem with cigarettes?
I believe that you have a problem because you always mention it all the time.
I think it's quite rude to smoke on the telephone.
I know, and I must admit, I agree. And I said agrit. The two words came together. But, listen, we're not tonight about whether that is rude or not rude. We're about, let's have a conversation.
Okay.
Mm.
Away you go.
Well, I mean, come on, Ian. You must have something that, you know, coming out tonight. What? There must be a sort of conversation. Are we so completely so... have we been taken so completely... somewhere that I don't even know where. Come on. There must be a conversation situation that we must be talking about.
Language. That's your yellow card.
Okay. Ian?
Yes?
Let's have a chat about...
Oh, go on then, tell...
Oh, God!
Tell me.
There's so much we could talk about. Let's talk about the football or the tennis... or the ridiculousness of the country that we live in.
Go on, then.
Well, let's talk about the ridiculousness of...
Well, you start and I'll jump straight in.
OK. No, because now I'm feeling quite self-conscious about the fact that you've asked me to initiate this whole conversation.
You've called in to a phone-in show. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
there
is kind of an implication that you have something you want to say.
Okay, my implication of what I want to say is the fact that I'm utterly gutted by the situation that I could possibly be considered that I live in the same country...
Right, well, that's... No more swearing, because I will cut you off.
Okay, I apologise.
Well, that's two you've done, so no okay. more.
No more. No more, Ian. Okay. I'm really gutted by the fact that we are in a situation that we have to accept that every single goddamn country says Britain has done something, when I actually think that half of Britain has done something. Half of Britain. So why should I be put into the same category as Britain has done something that I wasn't happy about, but then I'm being told that Britain has done something and I'm supposed to be part of that? I wasn't. I didn't. I'm not.
I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
Why not?
Because you're being very vague and non-specific.
No, I'm not being vague and non-specific. I'm being very clear and specific.
You're being vague and non-specific and sweary. So what are you talking about?
No, I'm not. I'm
no,
not.
I know you're I'm not. Being... I know you're not. I know you're not. So what are you talking about?
I'm just talking about the fact that if anybody wants to bloody well talk about the whole situation of... what the situation is.
What situation would that be?
The situation of post, Brexit.
Brexit!
All of that.
Brexit! That's what we're talking about. Okay, Brexit. But that's democracy, baby. Live with it.
Yeah, I know. You know, and I've said that to myself. Okay, fine.
Did you vote?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and you voted to remain?
Yes.
Yeah, it's democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it.
Yeah, I know. And I could have... I could just deal with it.
Well, you can't. It would appear that you can't.
Well, no. It's not a situation that I just can't. It's a situation
that... won't. You refuse to. You refuse to deal with it. You're kicking out the jams, to quote the MC5.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were you drinking or smoking there?
Both at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, just smoking. Literally just smoking. Who am I speaking to? I'm not speaking to the person that I thought I was, am I?
That would depend on who you thought you were speaking to.
I thought I was speaking to...
Stop.
Ian. Am I speaking to Ian or not?
Who is Lance?
Well, if I was speaking to Ian, he would know. That's the thing. So I'm obviously not speaking to Ian.
Well, Well, who are you speaking to in that
case? I have no bloody idea.
Maybe if you're... Listen.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 25 past midnight on a Wednesday... Mm-hmm. And you're drunk, and you're on the phone to someone you don't know who it is, maybe that's a good time to put the phone down and go to bed. What do you reckon?
Well, that potentially is a very good idea.
Yeah, I think that when you listen to tomorrow's podcast and go onto YouTube and you hear and see this...
Yeah,
you'd have wished you'd done it a little bit.
Humiliated.
No, humiliated and ashamed. But you'd have wished you'd have put the phone down a bit earlier.
Oh, well, maybe I would have done. But maybe if I'd been speaking to Ian,
maybe
I'd have had an intelligent conversation.
Maybe.
And maybe I wouldn't have felt like this.
Okay.
And maybe is that you, Ian?
Thanks for calling, Emily. Ta-ta.
Oh, good night, darling. Bye bye.
Oh dear, there's a young gentleman called Matthew Stevenson who he's taken over from a guy called Lentini, and he gets all of the Periscope videos. I made it difficult for him because I've stopped the video three times tonight. Gets all the Periscope videos and puts them on YouTube, and I'm going to grab that little bit and I'm going to put that on the talk radio page and my page, and that's the one that's going to go viral. Hang on a second. Hello. Yeah, okay. Anything else? Oh, it's EVP. It's the ghost voice recordings. I'm getting into the ghost voice recordings now. I kind of fell down the rabbit hole and listened to them on YouTube. I bought two books on it as well. No, I know. I'm starting to change. Get this, ghost caller from the past. I'm starting to completely reconsider my... Can we clip her saying goodnight? I'll do it tomorrow. I'm starting to completely reconsider my whole attitude towards ghosts. Yeah, exactly. And that is the reason. So thank you very much... for that. What the hell is going on tonight? This is a proper late night phone in now. This is it. Yes, line 10. It's Simon's on the line. Good evening, Simon.
Hello.
Hello, Simon. What you got for us?
I'm not drunk.
Well, you shouldn't technically be calling in then.
Oh, sorry. I want to talk about the situation.
Oh, man, the situation. Oh,
I have a question for you.
Yes.
When I was little, I never used to get travel sickness at all.
All right.
I used to be the only one who didn't get travel sickness. And as I've got older, yeah. I'm starting to suffer from travel sickness.
Oh.
And I didn't know if that was a common thing or not.
Well, I used to get travel sick a lot. In the 70s, we had a lot of... The seating in cars was often black plastic that was supposed to look like leather, right? And it would get really hot and your legs, you'd wear shorts and your legs would stick to it. And there was a lot of, you didn't have to wear seatbelts. You could be climbing all over the place. And there was a lot of kids puking up in cars in the 70s and the early 80s, right? I don't get travel sick now. My boys tend not to. And I think it's because they're facing forward and they're strapped in. But the one thing I can't do, I cannot read in a car. And by that, I can't even look. If I'm a passenger, I cannot look at my mobile for more than, 2 minutes because I just get, I feel awful. My head goes all over the place. But you just get travel sick, just being driven around?
Yeah, I think it's a control thing. I don't know if I trust people or not. But even on the aeroplane, I used to be fine, but now I struggle.
My ears on the aeroplane are the thing that, real agony during takeoff and the last 40 minutes as it begins its descent. My ears are in absolute agony.
Yeah, mine's more like stomach and feeling sick. But the reason why this topic came up is because when you said about falling asleep,
yeah,
standing up, I actually fell asleep in the aeroplane toilet for about 3 hours. And no one even noticed. Because I was just bent over head and arms, splashing water on my face, and I just fell asleep.
Flipping,
it was like a 12-hour flight.
That's not bad. Yeah. I used to be able to make myself fall asleep on takeoff. This was up until about 4 years ago. If I was really tired, there was something about the air pressure at the change as you took off. I used to be able to make myself fall asleep. I can't do it now, and it's such a shame, because it means I would sleep through a lot of the flight.
You must struggle with the leg room as well, because you're quite tall.
Struggle. Always get the aisle seat. Always go for the aisle seat, because you just get a little bit more room with the aisle seat. I've never sit in the middle. That's the worst thing you can do.
Oh, yeah, I always sat in the middle when I weren't feeling well. I was an old lady.
Have you ever actually thrown up in one of the sick bags on an aeroplane?
No, I've always made it to the toilet.
I did once. We were going to New York, and I got a migraine halfway over the Atlantic. I got a migraine and it was like a full-on one. I was out of it. In the end, I had to get an ambulance to meet me at the airport and take me off. And they took me to a hospital in Brooklyn. Oh, it was terrifying. My girlfriend thought I'd done a load of drugs. Have you been doing drugs? I said, no, I've got a migraine. It's awful. But it involved me throwing up on the aeroplane into the sick bags. And I literally filled two sick bags with vomit. And the thing is, they don't come and collect it.
Oh.
You then have to look after it for the rest of the journey.
It's, did it hold it?
It's,
it didn't drip through or...?
No, it holds it. But, and you have to just fold the top over. Oh, it was horrible. Anyway. Well, Simon, let's put it out there. Let's see if anybody else, as they get older, encounters worsening travel sickness. 0844 499 1000.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ah, the last 30 minutes of the show. Kath, do you want to come in and join in? 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You'll speak to Emma. She'll take your number and she will call you straight back. I think, Catherine, as she comes and joins me... Oh, I've just unplugged my thing.
What do you want me?
Well, let's try the middle one, because the other one didn't work the other day, did it? Let's just move in that over there. There we go. Oh, dearie, dearie me. Hang on a second. Just trying to sort out the periscope camera. I won't be able to get you in. We'll have to get you in later. I am enjoying not having the call straight to air. And we've been getting loads and loads of calls. Loads of calls. More calls than when we did straight to air.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it? It is interesting. And it's weird. It's divided people. Loads of people... I've got in touch with well, one person, straight to air was my favourite part of the show.
One
person. Tough. But a lot of people said, oh, bring back straight to air, I love it. And then I've had a lot of people saying, I hated it. I'm glad it's gone. It was rubbish. The film ring has sold out on, we've sold 20 standing seats.
Gosh, so we're sealing the film ring.
100. Oh, no, hang on. It's not. We've still got 10 tickets left. Someone was doing a little cheeky little laugh there. Well, I've got your email details, cheeky little laugher. So there are still 10 tickets left, but they will go very, very quickly, which is very, very exciting news. The homework, I've given you The Imposter to watch on DVD. Your homework, dear listener and dear viewer, is to watch The Imposter. There is a film called The Impostor, and there is a documentary called The Imposter. And that is the one that you have to watch about this American family. And their kid goes missing, and this French or Spanish man, I can't work out, I think he's French.
Well, he's got a French name.
Yeah, he pretends to be the kid. And it's just weird. It's weird. It's a brilliantly done documentary. And we're going to be discussing that next Monday at 10. And we've got the private investigator from that film coming on, Charlie Parker, which I'm very, very excited
about. Is that his name?
Yes, his name.
Charlie Parker
is coming on. He's a big fan of ears. He can tell people by their ears. That's his kind of secret weapon is their ears. So,
ear recognition.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll be talking to him about ears and stuff. And for those of you that are coming, and there are 10 tickets left to August the 21st in London, £5, some standing tickets. We're going to be showing They Killed My Cat. We're going to be showing outtakes from Kung Fu Elliot. We're going to have a Q&A via Skype with at least one of the directors. And we've got a very special guest as well who's going to be part of the evening. A very special guest will be part of the evening. And I was on the phone to that person earlier on this evening. And
even the one-sided conversation was entertaining.
Did you notice that it was me doing all the talking?
Yeah.
It was me doing all... But what a lovely person. Mm-hmm. Very special guest. So I would say snap up those last 10 tickets... while you can. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I am starting to get into ghosts.
Yeah, I noticed.
Now, starting to get into ghosts, and I'm starting to think that maybe there's something in it. And I don't mean like there's like heaven, but maybe there's something scientific in it. Because you know that some creatures can see X-rays.
Well, no, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, X-rays are visible, but just not to us.
Right.
I think it's skate. I think skate can see X-rays.
It's a handy skill.
No, it's true. Some creatures can see... All of the rays, the gamma rays and the X-rays and all those, they are visible.
Right.
But just not to us, right? Mm. Wi-Fi. You know that some people get can't go into buildings with Wi-Fi in. They're allergic to Wi-Fi.
Right. Yeah, well... They think
no. It's a proven medical thing. They are allergic to Wi-Fi, and they can't be in it.
I can hear if a plug switched on.
What do you mean? It makes a click.
No, I can hear it buzzing.
Well, sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
No, I can hear it.
All right.
Magic.
Well, all right. Fine. Well, that's your special power. It's a little bit pony, but There are all these different dimensions.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get it. So science, we've got to a certain point and we shouldn't think we know everything. And there's probably things now that back in like 200 years ago would have been thought to be magic and now we see them as explainable. And so project forward 300 years, there'll be things that we see now as possibly spooky or magic or whatever, and we'll get it sorted.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
No.
Okay, what do you mean?
I mean,
tell me the situation.
I think ghosts might exist.
Right.
That's what I mean, is I genuinely think ghosts might actually exist.
Right.
Who's dicking about on here now? Look, someone, I can see who's, maybe it has sold out. No, someone's messing around on that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Maybe there's, maybe we've sold out, maybe we haven't. Mm-hmm. What can I tell you? It says sold out, but I'm expecting someone to be pulling a fast one over our eyes. So, I've ordered two books on electronic voice P. I don't know what the P is.
Is it not projection?
I don't know. But I remember I got into it when I was a kid. And I've,
yeah, you
know,
I was
played
into
that
it.
Thing. You know what your problem is?
I've life.
No. You're no.
Prove it.
No, hang on. That's not your problem. Your problem is
you are sleeping. You do not want to believe.
That's what you are. That's
right.
What you are.
I did want to believe, and I come from quite a spooky family. I think they've got special powers.
I
believed it up to a point, but having had the experiences I've had recently, I think you just die.
You are sleeping. You do not want to believe.
I remember being 15 and hearing that terrifying record that we played the other day. And although I don't know if it was the same record because there were Latvians talking about burning.
But at the end of that, because I listened to it again today when I was putting the podcast out,
yeah.
said, and then in German and Latvian.
Oh, that's
so
it,
I think it was burning. Coming up. That was going to be the...
Okay. But I got a really ordered a really thick book from the library that had all these transcripts of... these EVP conversations.
Oh, transcripts? Boring. You want to hear them, don't you?
Well,
I could write you some stuff.
No, but that's it. But they were transcripts. So these things, boys like reading stats and figures and things like that. I'm starting to think that there's more to it. What that proves is I am opening up
your
my chakras. I'm not closed. I'm not closed.
Yeah. Third eye's wide open.
Don't talk about my third eye. That's you, Catherine.
I'm not a chicken.
Prove it.
I've tidied up my box.
Right. Well, I could prove it. I've done ghost walks and stuff.
George, you're a fanny.
Wow.
Off with his head.
Is anyone else hearing voices?
You looking at me? You looking at me?
That reminds me, why are the spirit guides always like Native Americans? So loud!
Yeah, it's loud, isn't it?
Why are you making it so loud?
Just as a form of
punishment.
Aural torture.
Because I mentioned your third eye.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to take that phone call. Thank you very much.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Right, let's go to... oh, no, hang on. I'm dialing someone. I don't want to dial that. How do I get rid of them? Go. How do we get rid of them? Hang on.
Are you ringing?
I don't know.
It's after me.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for...
There we go, it's gone. Snide Bunce.
Snide Bunce.
Yes, Elliot. Elliot?
Hello.
Hello, Elliot.
Yeah, well, basically, just a quick call, really.
Are you drunk or sober?
Yeah, very drunk.
Okay, perfect. You're welcome. You're welcome, then. Everybody's drunk tonight. What's going on?
I know, yeah, I've got work at 10 tomorrow, so I think I've got an excuse, really, but yeah.
Good lad, well done. We respect that.
Right, anyway, quick call. I used to listen back in the day, and you were playing, like, a soundboard earlier.
Yeah.
Have you got any of those old, like, clips of, you know, like Vinny, you know, those types of people?
Stay there. Don't... I was going through it today, and I've moved everything all over the place. Hang on a minute.
He wants you to play the hits.
We can play the hits. Hang on a minute. We have got For Your Delight.
I like the mushy peas.
I've got a mouthful of sausage. Are you ever going to finish
I don't want to blow my own trumpet because I haven't got one.
Does that work for you, Elliot?
Yeah, it's doing it for me, yeah, definitely, yeah.
That's kind of all I've got. I've got more, but they're all,
hidden away somewhere.
Say that again.
Do you keep them hidden away somewhere?
They're all in my iTunes and stuff for some reason, and loads of them. I've got loads of Andre and stuff, but I'm also aware that
Andre, yeah. Do they still call in then, or what?
No, I've not spoken to Andre for about 6 years. I wonder if I've got any on here, because I lost a load of stuff. Here we go. Hang on, here we go. Is this going to play? Oh, I don't know what's going on here. Here we go. Oh, you're about to start playback. Yes, play. Oh, that's not it. Oh, crying out loud. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Just, we might as well, for old time's sake, let me find where it is. Andre is under Vinnie Andre. Right, hang on a minute. This is, you know, how small this station is. We can, hang on a minute.
Answer my question.
Alright, so that's quite out. So that's Vinny. Oh,
wait, who would you go gay for?
Oh, we go. Yes.
How old are you?
Hang on a minute. Where's Andre? Was here a second ago. Where's he? Oh no, that's going to be a sweary one.
How many times have you been in the toilet? You like tennis?
Where's Andre? I saw him there.
What do you think about stencil research? You're really boring. Yeah, I'm good. I mean, if you want
to... Here we go.
Wear women's clothes, why don't you have a sex change as well?
Whoa, I can't really understand your language. Can I say a quick joke? What's your name? Dental research. Speak clearly. My name is Andre, as well as Andy. I've got a confession to make. I've got a good ass bit of music, if you want to listen to it. I'm talking to Tim and Eloise.
He would always call me Tim.
Why?
Because he was drunk. there you go, Elliot. I've got those, and I shall sell them for £100 a piece.
Yeah, definitely. What does Vinny do? Does Vinny call in?
Vinny's called in a couple of times. He's I don't think his mum still gets annoyed if he calls in. So he's called in a couple of times, and he will call in again, I'm sure.
I've just found you again. You could listen back in the day, but yeah.
Yeah,
I found you all the last couple of days.
Oh, well, nice one. I'm glad you found me, Elliot. Nice one, mate.
Does Barry still call in as well?
Well, Barry called in the other day. He called in a couple of days ago, but I've had a bit of a falling out with Barry because he's a knob. So, and you can tell him I said that. I've literally got no problem with him knowing because he is. So I don't know if he'll be calling in anymore.
All right, a couple more things. I was listening yesterday.
Yeah.
You mentioned the CD.
Yes.
Why is it £2.50 postage on it?
Because it costs £2.50 to post, I guess. I don't send the CDs out.
You say £6, though. And I add it to my basket, and it's £8.50. Come on.
Well, I don't send them out, Elliot. You'll have to have a word with the word with the person who sends them out. It's still a bargain.
What's on it, then?
Well,
what is it?
Oh, Jesus. See you in 6 years. Yes, Tom.
Oh, yeah, hi, Ian. You okay?
I'm good, thank you, Tom, yes.
Right, I've got an idea that will make you some money. Okay, so... you do a live show, but it's a quiz show.
Yeah.
You get a couple of people up from the audience.
Yeah.
And you enjoy having a chat with them and the audience, and it's all fun, but you ask 100... genuine questions.
Yeah, sounds good.
Ten of those questions have quite interesting facts associated with them.
And the other 90 don't.
Yeah, but it's a quiz show as well.
Yeah.
So you can stop the quiz and turn to the audience and say, hey, did you know that this quite interesting fact? It's got three aspects to it. It's got the quizzing, it's got the QI facts, and it's got the fun chat.
Where's the bit where I make the money?
Because a couple of hundred people would possibly come every time you did it, and you could sort of tour it. Ian and Kath's quiz night.
No, you're all right.
Like
you can
that.
Do that on your own.
But what is the quiz?
The quiz, it's just a format. You go on stage. You want people to turn up and pay money to watch you.
But I don't want to do anything. Is that it?
Yeah, but you don't have to write it, I suppose. But the thing is, quizzing is very popular. You know, when University Challenge is on television, it's like it tweets top in the charts. But almost no one
it tweets top in the charts. Okay, yeah.
Well, it does, doesn't it? So it's one of the top tweets.
I've got a quiz book as well. It's quite a fat one.
But quizzes are quite hard to put together.
But no, they're not. You can get quiz books all over the place. And there's
but why would that's just a pub quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And they're very popular. No one is capitalising on this massive trend.
Hang on. Pubs are capitalising on it.
Yeah, but you could really cash in.
I haven't got a pub.
Oh, you're going about this the wrong way. I've got a question for you. This isn't really a quiz question. A bat and a ball cost £1.50 in total, OK?
Yeah.
And the bat costs £1 more than the ball, OK? So how much does a ball cost? Come on. So straight away, it's a timed answer.
Well, OK, but... OK, so the say it again.
The bat and the ball cost £1.50 in total.
Yes.
So the bat costs £1 more than the ball. So how much does the ball cost?
The ball costs 25 pence.
Oh, did Catherine tell you?
No, I worked it out!
No, I don't do maths.
I worked it out.
That's very far.
Thank you, Tom. I'm certainly going to consider that idea. Considered. Yes, and rejected. Yes, David. David?
Hello?
Hello, David.
Oh, yeah.
Are you drunk?
Sorry. Me? No.
Okie dokie. What you got for us, Big Dave?
No, I just wanted to know, is it all English presenters on this show? Or is there any other British representatives? And I don't think Jason Cundy's representative of...
Well, Jason Cundy isn't on this station.
All right.
George Galloway, what is he? Is he Scottish?
No, this is TalkSport, isn't it?
No.
It's not?
No.
Sorry. What is this, sir?
This is Talk Radio.
All right. Sorry, I thought it was TalkSport.
It's Talk Radio.
Sorry, mate.
We can talk about the TalkSport presenters if you want.
Yeah, what am I talking about?
Alan Brazil, he's Scottish, isn't he?
As far as I know, yeah.
So there's one.
Played for Ipswich, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. No, just to Cundy and Wales were in the semi-final of a Euro finals tonight. Yeah. And yeah. It's just been the Jason Cundy show since, sort of thing.
Well, but he does host it.
Yeah, but they represent the Euro finals.
But so you wanted a Welsh person on?
No.
Well, what did you want? You just didn't want Cundy.
No, it's just I just wanted to know if there's any English in the show.
But why? What difference would that make?
It's a British show. I just want to know if I should turn it off and never listen to it again.
Well, hang on a minute. What would you... What, so you don't like Jason Cundy because, what, he's British?
No,
or?
I like Jason Cundy, but...
Well, then don't turn it off, then. Listen to it. You're not even phoning it. But if you like Cundy, then listen to it. Why does it matter what nationality he is?
Because I'm a Leeds fan. I've been a Leeds fan all my life.
Right.
Right, my father was a Leeds fan. He's in the Second World War.
Okay, that's great.
Shit going on now.
All right, what's your language? We're not on Talk Sport now. We've got standards. All right, that's really interesting.
Shall
but what's
I come
that?
Right?
What's that got come to right? do with?
Shall I come right?
What?
Shall I? Come...
You come right, yeah.
No, shall I come right?
What? Okay. What are you? What
do
is
you
that?
Speak Welsh?
No, of course I don't speak Welsh. But what's that got to
me.
Do?
No, me.
What's that got to do? Okay, yes, I can. Poppity Ping.
What?
Poppity Ping. yeah, you see? Well. So yeah, I can speak Welsh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What is that? But I don't speak Welsh, so...
Oh, God. Why does it... Well, I don't understand what you... So you like listening to Jason Cundy on the radio, but because there was a Welsh football match, you're going to switch off Talk Sport and never listen to it again?
No, I didn't say that, mate.
Well, what did you say?
No, it's just that all I'm saying is, like, I'm every tournament in my life, World Cup, Euros, whatever,
yes.
I've always supported England.
Right.
Yeah. And something in the back of me always says, oh, I'm glad it out so fed up of it being on the front and the back page.
Right.
And they don't get to the final, they don't win it, sort of thing.
Yes.
I've always supported them until this year.
Yes.
Right? That's because the Welsh are in there.
Yeah.
So why are they, why can't they understand what the Welsh are celebrating?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okie dokie.
Tell you who used to do pub quizzes, Jeremy Beadle.
Look what happened to him. He's dead now, isn't he?
Exactly. Don't touch it.
Well, that was like a proper late-night phone-in radio show.
Mm.
Dear listener, thank you very much indeed. If you go to ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee, there are 10 standing tickets left. Catherine and Emma, thank you very much indeed. There is yesterday's show is up as a podcast now. We're back tonight at 10 o'clock. Ta-ta.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.